listen to the words coming out of my mouth.
Sunday, 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 Sunday.
Come see the Rangers Wrestling Roundup. V, Grappling Graffin, Nasty Nicotine, Kai Gong the Quick, Killer Kevin is a Geek, Aggressive Avogadoo, Zeal Valant the Exomorph, Harry Harlequin, at the Enormal Dome. Sunday, 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 the Enormal Dome.
Megatron. This is the voice of Megatron here, Optimus Prime.
Isn't it funny, right? In one of the supermarkets down the road from where I live in Aubrey, there's like a dome thing in the roof of when you walk out of the supermarket, the dome thing. And there's a little thing that like little arrows point you to the middle, and you stand in the middle of it, right? And if you're if you're 6'2", like I am, you stand it, you can talk, and it reverberates the sound through the dome chamber, and it reverberates the sound back in. Whenever I walk past this thing with the boys, the way you're all boys now, whenever I walk past this thing, they run up to it and they're like trying to make it work and they're doing short. Excuse me.
Oh, that's what I need to do.
And the voice of the Megan, whatever it is.
What are you going to do?
Metatron.
Right, okay.
That's the voice of the Megatron. Well, Mario, you're recording this shit, Kevin, because that was really, really true. Apart from everyone knows where I live, they can't be
from that. Hold on.
Anyway,
16 channel and audio
I'll
in.
Just get rid of that
output.
Really dirty email I was going to send. I'm going to send my missus. A different
audio output should be checkers.
My missus is sitting in the front room. I walk in and I'm like, hi, how are you?
And she's like, I'm watching pictures of my belly move from 8 months ago. I'm like, what? That's impressive.
Got the microphone.
Yeah, I'm sorry you can't see pictures of my baby. She's very cute.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's that.
Right.
And it suddenly goes quiet.
Well, you've got we want to listen to the... We want to try to get the smell through the internet. Come on, what's it in front of the microphone?
Well, I can probably, you know, get a box of smoke and mail it to you.
Yeah, that wouldn't really work because I don't smoke.
Well,
I love the smell of tobacco, but I hate the smell of, like, burnt tobacco.
No. The coal smoke from the forge.
Oh, that was fun.
You know, I'll thank blacksmith dirt. My wife can scam people into buying fucking anything, dude. She sold blacksmith starter kits with authentic 150-year-old blacksmith dirt. I'm like, you have got to be fucking kidding. You sold the shit I swept up off the floor for $1 a pound? What pot smoking motherfucker bought that?
You claim the goddamn floor?
Well, sometimes you got to.
Well, yeah, I think this, and I used to be like cleanliness next to godliness. So I didn't want to fall over any shit when I was walking around the fucking forge. But the fuckers I've worked with, they've never cleaned the goddamn floor. One person I worked with was a coppersmith. She used to get all the molten bits of copper.
Oh my god!
Floor. Yeah, don't start, right? She used to get all the little molten bits of copper, and she would save them all. Right, we'd sweep them up like every month. And then we would sift through this shit with fucking like gas mask on, right? And pick out little bits of like slag and put them in a little box. There were long bits and starry bits and fucking bits that look like weird ass shapes and all this. And she would go through this about every 6 months, right? And she would get some glue and she would hot glue gun these things to cards and sell them. And it's like,
oh yeah,
some fucker is like buying like, you know, for like £10 for a card, you know, it's just ridiculous. So it's like fucking,
all your leftover shit.
All your leftover shit. And you can sell this crap. It's amazing. Like, who the fuck buys a card made of, like, slag, you know?
Well, who the fuck buys clinker out of the forge? You know, we were getting about, let's see, conversion. It's about 3-4 pounds apiece for these little vials. My wife would get these little vials. We'd crush up the stuff, put it in there, dip it in wax, and sell it as a dead vampire. I shit you not.
Fucking emo out of the world of weeping now.
Yeah.
Or is it goths? Are goths more into fucking like dead vampires? Or is it emos? I don't know.
Well, goths are what we used to have, you know, back in the 80s and shit.
They were nice.
They got all sissy. Oh, yeah, exactly. And then they got all sissy and ugly.
Yeah.
And then we got emo, so.
I always love whenever I'm driving around down Wodonga. Wodonga is like, we have twin cities here, so it's like Albury and Wodonga. So I'm driving around Wodonga. And there's nothing really in Wodonga apart from it's a big fucking estate, right? like the boys who live in England, you'll know like what I mean. You know those estates that just go on forever and ever and ever, the ones with all the
yeah.
So you never know what the fuck's going on. Those things. And you're driving around trying to find whatever, like, you know, the vet or the fucking, you know, hospital or whatever. You're trying to find something. And but every time you go past the fucking bus queue, there's a fucking emo standing at the goddamn bus queue, right? And it's like, okay, there's never any buses in Albury or Wodonga. There are no fucking public transport service here. We live in the country. There isn't one, right? There's like
right.
a bus in the morning for the kids, one bus in the afternoon for the kids. No other buses. But every time you drive past the goddamn fucking bus stop, there's a fucking emo standing there waiting for the bus, looking depressed. I'm like... fucking walk. At least you wouldn't be as depressed. Like,
well, stop, pick them up.
No.
And as you're driving along, just kind of look over and grin and go. So I used to fuck guys like you in prison. And no matter what they say, no matter what their response is, no matter what the fuck they say, your next response is now. Let's not turn this rape into a murder. And then just look back and throw it. Right.
Winning.
You're not winning, or you
oh,
are winning?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Come on, Kev, you
Let's
have to
Kev,
win.
What?
Let's hope Kev wasn't recording that.
Kev, are you winning there, man?
Everything is winning.
Everything is winning.
Hey.
Yay!
And we are recording.
Congratulations, Al.
Hey! Oh, great. I've set a good bar for things we can't say on the internet then, huh?
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, we were very good at this. Men of Ugly used to do this pretty regularly. We were pretty good at saying, like, just random shite about crap. So we have to remember we have to slag off Sean Kennedy at some stage, because that's one of the rules. I don't know why we have to slag off Sean Kennedy, but we did every time we've gone on here.
That shouldn't be hard, though. I mean, you know, he's very self-effacing. It's very easy. He gives you a lot of material, you know?
That's true. It was all pretty, like, fair stuff, too. Like, you know, like... Canadian bacon jokes and stuff like that. Like, it wasn't hardcore, like, racism. It was just, you know, anti-Canadian feelings.
Well, come on, I live in fucking Canada light. Them some bitches are going to take over down here one of these days. I got a Tim Hortons down the road now.
What?
Well, down the road's 150 miles. Tim Hortons was a hockey player that started a coffee shop. And, okay, I will admit, off the record, honestly, it's way the fuck better than Star Fox or any shit like that.
Wasn't hard.
No, not hard.
You'll have to come over to where I live because we have a really lovely little cafe called the, it's not the Green Zebra, they make good lasagna. The other one is the Early Bird Cafe. And I swear I've never had coffee as good as what my mate Dale makes. He makes coffee in the Early Bird and it's just phenomenal. It's like, oh, coffee again. I hated coffee for years because it was shit. But this man is like a fucking diva with a bloody coffee machine. Amazing.
Well, that's actually sounding, I could do that this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta watch that. Mountain Cat Attacks, Dad Pulls Knife. You might be a ranger if.
Needs more spirit.
It's like the redneck jokes, but, you know. I mean, come on. How many of us have a knife on them right now? I have two, I'll admit.
I just woke the fuck up,
so I only got two. So
we all spoke at once then. That didn't really work. Graffin, have you got a knife on you?
Of course I have.
Well, all right. Kev?
No, my knife's on my bedside cabinet.
And for all those who didn't get it, because we were all talking over one another, I said, no, I'm naked. I've got one stuck up my ass.
I caught it.
I figured someone had to, but I just wanted to make sure I was being funny. Like, you know. Sorry, I was overanalyzing then. I go from one extreme to the other and I see.
Oh,
you can't understand me or everyone doesn't want to understand me. Let's face it, it's nearly always the second one.
This is fantastic. Watching this on CNN. Cat goes after his son. So this guy whips out a fucking spider co, those little bitty ass fucking spider co's, and starts gacking it. This guy, he's all right.
Wow.
And he's not, you know, he's real laid back about it. He's like, you know, I stabbed the cat in the chest a couple times. One of us.
Totally.
I don't know. Oh, that was the other one that really depressed me. I really expected some comment because I changed my little, like, avatar on the forums. And I changed the byline on the bottom of my account. So now everyone's going to go log in and tell me that I have Hallworm. But I changed it because of a comment made in IRC like 3 days ago in like at fuck knows what time in the morning. So I changed my thing and now I have a new one. So I piss in everyone's cereal. I had to go on Google that fucking statement. I had no idea what the hell it was talking about. Pissing people's cereal? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you know, cereal to me means like a fucking, you know, crop of wheat in a field. Well, of course I'm going to go pissing in it. I'm not going to go to the bathroom. I'm in a fucking field. You know.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell are you on about? And then I'm like, oh, no, cereal. The fucking Yanks, that's what they call, like, the breakfast stuff. Like, muesli or, like, Wheat Bix. Like, the stuff that has a name in any other country. You call it
cereal.
Fuck. It's like being in Britain in the 50s. You know, orange drink. Who did that?
God, orange drink.
There was a joke about that somewhere. What the fuck was that? Orange drink. Who did orange drink?
Actually, I think there used to be an honest-to-God, no-shit brand name orange drink available here.
There was the guy who did the stand-up comedian who died of a heart attack who used to take a shitload of fucking mushrooms. And I'm not being very specific here.
You mean Bill Hicks?
Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks was brought over to England. And I remember listening to him talk about this. And he was brought to England and he had to do a commercial for orange drink. And he was like, I can't do this. I cannot. It's just unbelievable. You cannot fucking call this drink orange drink. You know, it's like, that's just ridiculous. America has devolved to orange drink. Fucking cereal.
Nice.
I don't know.
Bill Hicks was a fucking ride.
He was.
Hell yeah.
It does make some interesting conversations in the car when you've got 2 8-year-old twin boys and they're like, what's he talking about? Like, Harlequin, like, why is he talking about that? And you're like, I can't. Blah. I don't know. Just listen and learn. So, IRC's dead.
Yeah, I was just looking at that, actually. Well, we're all here.
Well, no, we're not all here. Xenovalent's been quiet.
Xenovalent's quiet.
Yeah, no, Xenovalent never says
anything. Yeah.
Neodep must be, like, asleep or playing with Fishy Tack on his knob because he's a weird-up furry fucking ass. This is not suggesting all furries play with weird-ups like, you know, like lead sinkers and their penis, but I know what Neodep gets up to at night. You know all those weird-ass, the fucking APINA... Is it a penis?
Have I missed something? Is Neodemy essentially come out as being a fur or something?
Yeah, basically he has. He basically turned around and said like he abided by like three, I think it was like three or four of the furry like fandom rule set. You know, you are a furry if you do this. And he was like, oh, I got it. And I was like, fuck, you're a fucking furry then. Right, you know, done. Another furry.
Nice. That was a brony though.
Oh man, don't get me started on bronies. It'd just be easier, right, if bronies just accepted that they're furries, but they adamantly refute that, and it's just bullshit.
What are these things, sorry? You have to describe them again, sorry.
Bronies, they're the My Little Pony fans.
Oh, right. Oh, those guys were all... someone posted that, and I was like, My Little Pony, that's, like, pretty cool. Like, I'd get down on that shit.
Well, the thing is, right, is that...
Is that like a furry?
No. It's like you've got like there's a certain set of like not rules but things that telltale signs that say you're a furry. One, if you follow, one of them is if you follow like a cartoon series which has anthropomorphic animals in it or any sort of media series.
Right.
Two, if you like you go to conventions or you speak to other people regarding it, you know, like fan stuff. Three, and this is the clincher. If you create your own character based on said series, that's the clincher. So if you find bronies who actually have brony characters, then that's, you know, they're fucking furs. Simple as. And the sooner they accept that, the sooner we can get past this whole fucking rift between it.
So there's this great divide between you and a bunch of fucking My Little Pony like tryhards. Is this what you say to me, right? I'm sure everyone knows.
Well, there isn't, because there's a lot of crossover as well.
Right.
I know a lot of furs who are into My Little Pony and call themselves bronies as well. But it's, you know, it's one of those things that doesn't need to be this sort of gap.
Why the fuck is it called a brony? I mean, just for instance, like, I've never actually seen
Brother Pony.
What?
Yeah.
Brother Pony.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the world's gone nuts.
Yes.
What happened to fucking hardcore nun porn? That's all I wanted. Oh, my wife might be just a bugger.
What about senior
latex nun porn?
That latex furry suit that Neodemi posted up was just, like, a bit strange, I thought. It was, like, inflatable at certain parts, and really strange.
Nope, the box was hardcore non-porn.
Thank you for the hardcore non-porn. Via the boss.
The reason for that is that, unlike other fandoms, you know, like Star Trek fandom and Star Wars fandom and that sort of shit, furry is sort of like a meta fandom in that it's not so much about subscribing to a TV series or a film or a book series. It's subscribing to a certain sort of theme. And because it's a thematic based fandom, everything else can be incorporated into it, from video games to films to any particular sort of sexual fetish you care to look over will thematically fit within it. Because it's just changing humans to anthropomorphic animals. So there's really nothing stopping anything from being in the furry fandom.
I'm just going to sit in the corner and just have a bit of a cry to myself for a few minutes.
Which is why you have, you know, inflatable porn within it.
But why?
So what you're saying is furries are the UN.
Oh dear God!
You know, actually, that's a really good way of saying it. Yeah, kind of.
That's for the point more effective than the UN.
Well, yeah, probably more effective UN. Yeah,
I stopped more wars.
More drama, though.
Oh fuck! It's not up. There used to be a series on TV called Fridays that did a piece called The Transphibians. And they were like transsexuals that wanted to be amphibians. So one guy comes in and I just got my new turtle shell installed, and it was just fucking great. And I haven't seen it anywhere on the net. I've been digging for it because it's like into a new extreme in a new direction. Wow. Man, let me see if I can find. It was great.
Who the fuck went on the furries? Oh, fuck it with me. Shit. Why did I bring that shit up? Quickly, engineering, G-Streamer, fuck, Nokia, blah, blah. I bought a new phone today. I had to buy a new phone because my last phone, the phone I had first, got dropped in sheep shit at work, and so it doesn't work anymore, and you don't want to use it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and the next one, right, it was like really comical, right, my partner got pregnant, and we went through the whole pregnancy, and she was like, you have to have a telephone, and I'm like, I haven't had a telephone in a long time, you know, I killed my last one in sheep poo. And she's like, no, you have to have a telephone. I'm like, okay, that's pretty good. Like, I do have to have a telephone because if you go into labor, I would like to be there. I have to get home and do things. So lo and behold, my partner goes into labor. She actually rings me. I'm at the store. I really hope she doesn't want me telling the story on the fucking internet. But anyway, so she rings me. I'm at the store with my mother who's come over for the birth of her first grandchild. Right, and we're standing around the shops fucking looking at stuff. And I get the telephone call. I need you to stop and buy some ice, which is the secret code for, like, I've gone into labor. That was, you need to go on some ice. Because it's Australia, it's the middle of summer, we need some ice, okay? And she's like, but don't worry, it's, like, nothing's happening, just get some ice on the way home. I'm like, okay. So, like, I fucking, like, you know, heart fucking jumps through fucking roof, like, you know, asshole fucking tightens like no one's business, and then fucking relaxes, I've got to go up the bathroom. I'm all fucking shopping. But I've got this phone, right? And it was really hilarious, because about a week... It was about a week after Tilda was born, and I'm doing all the washing because my missus has got, like, abdominal separation that she can't basically move off the fucking couch between feeding the bub and trying to go to the bathroom is, like, hard work.
Yeah.
But I'm doing all the washing, and I'm just chucking everything in and just trying to, like, fucking keep on top of the, like, the, you know, the, if anyone's ever seen a baby that's 2 weeks old, the first 2 weeks, every single nappy has basically got shit in it. And I don't mean nice poo. I don't mean a small amount of poo. I mean, like, the stuff that goes in comes out slightly browner and more sticky. Okay? It's fucking weird shit, right? So I'm doing all the washing and trying to keep everyone. I've got 2 8-year-old boys here. I'm trying to keep all their washing on top of. I'm trying to do all the washing and all the bed sheets and this, that, and blah, blah, right? I've been wearing the same pair of pants for, like, fucking 3 weeks. Okay? I finally take my pair of shorts off, put them in the washing machine, and what do I fucking wash? My phone. And I was like,
of course,
I only just fucking got this goddamn thing. Like, it's literally only, like, you know, what, 6 months old, maybe? Or maybe a bit longer than, say, 10 months old. And I fucking washed it, right? I was like, damn it. And I'd finally found the goddamn plan that I liked. It cost me money. It was really good. And it was really cool because when I needed something or when the car fucking broke down and I needed to get parts or I needed someone to come and get me so I could go get some fuel for the stupid thing or the fucking flat tire, was spare tire was flat, bastard thing, I could call someone instead of having to walk fucking 50Ks. There is a fucking goddamn shitty town in the middle of fucking ass back fucking Australia. That's the end of the story of my telephone. I bought a new telephone today. Oh, I got a video camera too. Oh, fucking the cheapest Nokia fucking I can buy.
Good.
It pays MP3s, though. I was really impressed. There was two. I could have got the one that had an FM radio or one that had FM radio and played MP3s. And I was like, oh, man, if I got the one with MP3s, I could put MP3 files on there and I could, like, listen to them as I, like, walk around town. And I was like, no.
Over and over.
Well, yeah, exactly. I was like, no, you shouldn't do that anyway. But it was after I bought it. But it is slightly cooler than the last one because it's got a nicer feeling to it. The buttons are a bit more rubbery. It's like a phone from the... What were those really old phones? The 1600s? 1610s Nokias. About mid-90s. They were really cool. Quite clunky, but the buttons felt really nice.
My favourite phone, you know, old school phone, was a 6310i.
I will now go on.
It was the, you know, the typical, in fact, actually, there we go.
It's in the IRC.
It's in the IRC. I really like those phones. It was the, like, big business phone. You know, every businessman had them at the time. And it was one. I think it was one of the first phones that actually had GPRS ability to do it on it. And I did used to have one.
We had Java.
But, well, no, I still have it. Still have it, actually.
Does it work?
I think about it. Yeah, it still works.
Jesus.
Still got it. Still works. Got, like, three batteries for it. It's been in my sort of, like, junk box for a while now. And I'm probably going to keep it as, like, an emergency phone. You know, put one of those really cheap SIM cards in there. With, like, a tenner on or something, and if there's ever an emergency, I'll just power it on for making phone calls.
Makes sense.
You know,
two is one, one is none. It was the only thing of any use that I found in the whole of the Pathfinder fucking thing. Thank you, Kev. But, yeah, I read the Pathfinder stuff, and I was just like, this is just beyond the fucking pale of a joke, and that's the only line I got out of it. Sorry, please continue the story about telephones. Oh, I killed that, didn't I?
No, you're fine.
No, I was finished.
Oh, well, that's right. I'll just segue into being an arsehole, man. It's my fucking radio show. You won't fucking listen to me. Nah, really.
Well, I'm usually the one on about all kinds of bizarre fucking random crap, so it's good for somebody else to do it, you know?
Well, yeah, but see, now we have a competition going. Who can bring up, like, most random crap? And it's unfair because it's, like, 10:30 at night here and I didn't get any sleep last night. Hey, my missus got out of bed at, like, 3:30 in the morning, about 3 o'clock yesterday morning, right? And because my missus got out of bed, right, the baby woke up next to me. So I was like, when's the baby wake? This is weird. It's fucking 2 in the morning, man. I want to go back to sleep. I rolled over and she was looking at me. She's got big eyes, big blue eyes. She's staring at me. And she's like trying to grab onto stuff. She's not very big. She's only like 6 weeks old. So she's trying to grab onto stuff. She's not very coordinated.
Right.
And she's like, I've got a big beard. She's like, having to go on my beard. And she's pulling on my dreadlocks. And I'm just like, man, just calm down a bit, all right? So I start whistling to her and fucking cooling at her and stuff. So she shuts up a bit. She's lovely, but she shut up at least. And I'm like, I'm sat there for ages. I'm like, where the hell is my missus gone? Like, what the fuck? It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I got up, right, I went around the house, and I found my missus, and she's writing the fucking homeschool homework for the boys at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning in the back room. I'm like, this is a bit random. Do you want a hand with something? She's like, no. So she got up, like, today, and I'm like, okay, so, like, why were you up at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning? And she's like, well, because I got up, and I went to the bathroom, and I was going to get a Milo, or if you're in Nigeria, it's called a Milo. We'll just translate that for everyone who lives in Nigeria, is this Milo. Australia, Milo there. So she was going to have a Milo or a Milo, depending where you are. And she kept running into things that were annoying her. Like, there was the laundry to be done, and the washing up hadn't been done. Oh, King Harlequin's a fucking slacker. Oh, everyone knows my name. Fuck, everyone knows my name anyway. You wonder what it'll look like, too. How fuck can I wait for fucking fan mail? I never get any, cunts. So she's in the house, like, doing all this fucking weird shit, and it's like, God knows what knows time in the fucking morning. And I'm laying there with a goddamn baby, pulling on my goddamn dreadlocks, fucking playing with my goddamn beard all night. It's like, I can't get any sleep, man. Eventually she went back to sleep, and I rolled over, though. Still got
what left. Happens? The baby rolled over and realized, shit, my dad's a fucking hippie. Now what?
A hippie, I'm a fucking anarchist. I like a hippie.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's like the death.
Hippies don't have guns.
Yeah, hippies are all fucking retarded because they don't have guns. I like yippies. That's the ones I like. Who wrote that? Steal this book.
Oh, steal this book. Who the fuck wrote that?
There's also steal this wiki now, which is really cool.
Abby Hoffman.
Oh, that's it.
Yes, it was Abby Hoffman. You're right. Yeah.
The Kevin. Yes, it was a great book. And it's really funny because I know someone whose name's Graham, and you should go and check out his website. It's peacebus.com. I think it's peacebus.com.au, if you just peacebus.com. You should go and check out his website. And he is a grey nomad, which means he is retired.
What? Sorry, Steal This Wiki is now offline permanently.
What?
Yeah, I've just gone there now. First time I've heard of it, and you go to it and it says, permanently removed. This site has been taken offline permanently. Support the EFF. Fuck SOPA, PIPA, and similarly bad bills.
Holy shit.
Jesus
Christ. That's just weak. Had I known about that, I'd have backed the fucker up before anything happened.
Yeah, I do have some of it on a hard drive somewhere. You're more than welcome to it.
Balls. Oh, you should have just done a full fucking wiki dump.
Yeah. It wasn't happy.
This is another reason why I need the price in hard drives to drop so I can just fucking troll, you know, set up my digital archive and troll the internet for shit like this. And as soon as someone says, oh, this is a really good source of information, set it fucking downloading. Oh. You know, just have all of Wikipedia, have the whole Gutenberg archive, have
I've got Wikipedia.
All that sort of shit. Download it all.
Yeah, download it.
Yeah. Nice.
It's like about 3 gig compressed.
Yeah, it will be without the top pages and user pages and shit.
Yeah.
The only one that got me was you couldn't get the goddamn all the images are locked up because they're all on different copyright things. What do you call it?
Yeah, that's one issue.
Yeah, so you can't download this. You can't download the pictures, and the problem is that some of the pictures are actually like quite informative. You need like you go and look at a physics article. You need the goddamn pictures to make sense of what the hell it's talking to you about.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb, actually.
But they can't get around it, because they can't... They never forced everyone to GNU or public domain the pictures.
They should have just forced them to Creative Commons them.
Well, they should have done, but, yeah.
Well, they're moving towards Commons-based pictures. They're trying to replace all the non-free images with free ones.
Good.
But the difficulty is getting people to actually take the pictures.
Yeah. I wonder what they want a picture of. I wonder if I can help them with that. A picture of a ruler, my boot, a basket. What's my fucking fan? Fuck my house, that boring man.
FML.
Yeah, I was going to go somewhere with something there, but I forgot what the hell it was. Yeah, it wasn't the telephone.
I swear I had a call with it.
Oh, the dog ate your homework.
Yeah, again.
Oh, fucking dogs, man. You know, like, every time I get a dog, the goddamn dog tries to eat my goddamn chickens. I cannot find a dog that doesn't eat chickens. Heinous, man.
They're all foxes in disguise.
Yeah. I can shoot all the goddamn foxes in the world. I swear, this is we're going to go back to Fairy Phantom here. For, is it Opfersicle? Have I got that right?
Operation Fursicle, yeah.
Operation Fursicle. Okay, so I decided in IRC that Operation Fursicle had to be far more elite and tactical than it actually is probably going to be. And I decided that you all had to turn up with only a fursuit and a knife. And you not only had to hunt for your own dinner as your wild animal character, right? You also had to spend the whole fucking week just living in your fursuit and, like, seeing what you could do with a knife.
I guarantee that 90% of the people there would die.
Well, that would be a blessing in disguise. Blessing in disguise. Blessing in disguise. Whoever's going, can someone please? I know it's heinous. Promise to give you lots of credos. Can someone make me or give me you a fucking the bits to make a ranger's badge, please? Because I'm not there. I can't give him one. But just give him a bit of paracord and a fucking, like, you know, a claspy thing, so he can make himself teach him how to
bounce. Yeah, so I'll give him the stuff
because he gets the complete, like, he just gets the best fucking, like, shit going off, and, like, he must have won the best award, the best fucking cool dude thing to do last year when he went and protested the fucking, like, the fucking Occupy Cardiff, and then got fucking harassed by the goddamn trade unionists.
You know what the funny thing is? He's actually the fucking union rep from where he worked.
It doesn't surprise me.
You know, I think he's the lead union rep for it where he works.
Fair enough. Then he realises what the fuck's wrong with the union system in fucking England. Like, you know, you don't have a union system in England, and what you have is crap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allowed to say that because I am the son of a unionist. Actually, two unionists. That's why I'm so nuts. My parents
are communists. You're the union of two unionists, is what you're saying.
Yeah, basically, both my parents are card-carrying communists, and I mean, like, the old-school card-carrying communists, not the dirty fuckers that Americans talk about. I'm talking about the ones who actually, like, you know, used to go and, like, you know, do weird shit, right? The real communists, the one who actually read the little red book and understood what Lenin was talking about, right? That's what I grew up with, okay? So when all these fucking Americans start talking about socialism, I know what the fuck it is, and I know what Internationale was, too. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just my pet hate is trying to describe to Americans what socialism is. You know, it's like, close to describing what anarchism is to a fucking American. Like,
it always makes me kind of rage a bit when they always go, oh, yeah, with a fucking socialist agenda. And it's like, guys, you don't even know what socialism is.
You don't even know what agenda is.
You wouldn't even know what fucking socialism is if it came to kick you up the ass. It's like they always do that. Go on.
I was in IRC and I was talking about how Vugto and me can never fucking agree on anything when it comes to the English language. Okay, we just have this ongoing fucking, like, dispute about the whole English language, right? Because he speaks American and I speak Australian, and the only person who can translate is Graffin and V. Okay, seemingly.
Yes, we're in the middle.
Okay, shut the fuck up, guys. So I was explaining how the fuck it is just that it's just completely shit. Like, I'm unable to communicate with this person, right? I love him. He's lovely. I think he's one of the greatest people I've ever met. But I can't communicate with him through the written word. It does not work. Yeah? And it's like, and the basic premise is that every single word is in my head as a dictionary word, a la socialism, just means something completely fucking different to him. It's like we just have no basic fundamental starting point for, like, we're communicating on the same language level.
Fucking odd couple.
This would be a great fucking TV show.
Ethnic mismatch comedy number 426. Oh dear, oh dear.
Fuck yes.
That's my pet.
Well, yeah, there's like quite a few bits that are quite different, you know, between, especially with politics, in the way that words are used in both Australia, Britain, and America. Like you say, with the socialist thing, because socialism totally isn't what people in America call it. But that's the definition in America.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of...
Well, sex. I mean, I don't dare ever date a British woman because, you know, she'll be telling me shit to do in bed and I'll be doing stuff she has no idea, you know. So what the hell are you doing? You told me to, you know.
Yeah, but see, everyone knows you go for Welsh cheese.
Oh, Welsh chicks.
That was my life in England. Actually, it was Welsh chicks. Wales was Welsh chicks.
Sorry, I couldn't live in Wales. I've been to Swansea more times than I care to.
Dude, I lived in Swansea for fucking 5 years, and it was actually alright. I liked living in Ostrogan Lice. I really liked living in Ostrogan Lice just because it was a bloody shit of a theme to spell.
How the hell did you manage in Swansea?
How did I get there?
How did you manage living there? How the hell did you get on?
Okay, I got kicked out of my family home at age fucking, like, oh, I got kicked out of my, I joined the army when I was 16. I was in the army for 3 years, so I got out when I was 19, and then I was completely fucked. And then I got sent on a plane. I basically got told to fuck off to the mother country, being the United Kingdom, and go and sort myself out. You know, stop being a fucking dickhead. By the way, it didn't work. So I got all the way to England, and then I was like, okay, so I'll go and visit all the rallies. So I wandered up and down the country and visited all the rallies. And I'm like, okay, now where am I going to go live? And I ended up living in Hereford. And then because I lived in Hereford, I used to go visit Wales all the time, because Hereford's very... Everyone who's geographically fucking misplaced in England, Hereford is on the border with Wales. So we used to go there all the time with my friends. It was like, okay, this is a lovely, like, isn't it quaint? All the sheep and blah, blah, and trees and lovely towpaths everywhere, and the beaches are amazing, and that's all right. And there was actually surf there. You could go surfing, even though it was fucking
well,
all the time.
Well, the problem I have with Swansea is that there's only two types of job in Swansea. You either work for the DVLA,
yeah,
or you work in the businesses that support the people who work for the DVLA. So the only thing in Swansea is the DVLA, shops and restaurants. That's it. There's no other business in Swansea. Just the fucking DVLA and then that lot.
Well, I didn't vote the fucking, you know, current government of England of the United Kingdom in. I didn't fucking put the DVLA there. If it was
the
my
DVLA's been there for a long time.
Well, I wasn't in England when it fucking got voted in there.
Yeah.
Not my fault is what he's saying.
Yeah, basically. Everything's not my fucking fault. You can't blame me.
Well, I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying, how the hell could you deal with that fact? You know,
it was great, man. Like, you know, just imagine being like the dirty foreigner and basically being a fucking, like, you know, dreadlock bearded fucking hippie anarchist wandering around going, man, this is so cool. Speaking in a weird ass Australian accent, living in fucking Swansea. You know, like, you couldn't be more out of place. You couldn't be more... all well known for being just fucking completely erroneously different to every other fucker on the street.
So when did you get your dreadlocks then?
On and off. I've had them. I really long
because the only teenage. I've only ever seen a picture of you once, and you had short hair.
That's right, because we've never managed to meet up, have we?
No, we haven't. The only time I've seen you is in a bread making video.
Yes. So I got my dreadlocks when I came back over here. That was 3 years ago. And before that, when I was a blacksmith in Kent, I had dreadlocks. So yeah, that would have been, I don't know, it's more than 5 minutes ago. I'd lost the time period involved. I lived in Kent. I was a blacksmith. Well, I was a coppersmith for a while, and that's what I did. So yeah, I had dreadlocks, and I used to go and play on the beach.
Mm.
That's my life.
Same damn thing, not as dirty, that's all.
Yeah, pretty much. We used to make, like, big copper animals. It was quite fun. It's like, you know, as a job, it was quite an enjoyable one.
Yeah.
Not quite as cool as playing with, like, really fucking big bits of fucking steel and making, like, architectural stuff. But it was still pretty cool, because we used to make, like, life-size elephants and things out of copper.
Mm.
Which is, you know, grand fun, because it just drives other people fucking insane. Oh, my God, you made that? No. I shit it out one morning. You should have seen my fucking face. Last time I'm getting pizza from that fucking place.
Oh, that's scary. Isn't pizza poo random, though?
I'm good. Holy fuck, it's early in the morning.
What time is it then?
Depends on what clock I look at.
It's going to be close to about 6 a.m. something, isn't it?
Let's see. 1 o'clock says it's 4:13 p.m. The computer says it's almost 7 a.m.
Ah, 7 then. Okay.
Yeah, we're GMT minus 5 here.
All right. Yeah, I thought you were minus 6.
Nope. Actually, if you look at the fucking map, I should be. We stick way the fuck out into Lake Michigan. Everything else due south of us is -6, but we're one of those really rare areas. So for us, we're at the very, very end of the time zone. Everybody else is, you know, on about, oh, it got dark so early. It's still fucking light here. What are you on about? Oh, that's right. You're in New York, fuckhead. You know. And that can be really entertaining. We were, oh, what the fuck were we doing? Oh, we were in, like, Pennsylvania or something, and which is about the middle of the time zone. And, you know, I judge everything by, I don't usually wear a watch because I fuck them up so goddamn fast. And so, I go outside and I look up the sky and go, oh, we got, you know, it's about 7:15. My buddy looks at me and stares at me for about, I don't know, five counting and goes, how'd you guess what time it was? Well, because, you know, it gets dark back home about 7:45, and we're in the middle of the time zone, so it's got to be, you know. And he goes, you're right on the fucking dot. There's a bunch of those stupid old guy tricks I used to do. You walk outside, you hold your arm out at hand's length with your hand sideways. Every palm width is 1 hour till sundown.
Yeah,
and it's pretty fucking accurate.
One quarter of an hour, yeah.
Exactly. Like, it's pretty fucking accurate, yeah. And people look at, are you a wizard? You know, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are you a moron?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, it turns out they are. Much to my chagrin.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was really comical. I was listening to Rangers Bravo episode 1, which hasn't been released yet. Graffin.
I know. I'm yes, trying to do it today.
Whatever.
Yes, I know.
And the zombie thing.
When I'm not, like, still half asleep.
I prefer. But, yeah, I was listening to that, and it was really interesting to hear V talk about, like, the numbers of people. So, like, you take, like, 1 in 1,000 people, and that's the person you might be able to talk to. And then 1 in 1,000 people that you can talk to is, like, the person who's actually going to do something with the information you give them. And I was like, oh, that's pretty, like, oh, and I was like, oh, that's just, like, mind-bending. I started.
That's
doing,
1 in 1,000,000 right there.
I was just like, and that's about right. Like, you know, rare as hen's teeth, man. Rare as hen's teeth.
V and I were on Skype a couple nights back until some god-awful fucking late hour, and we discussed competency. And I really think that's what it comes down to. You know, we were talking about him joining the Territorial Army and whatnot. And, you know, in my opinion, one of two things is going to happen. They're going to look at him and go, he's too much for us. Or, fuck, we need to keep this guy. You know, we need this guy as an instructor or something. And it just comes down to a matter of competency. He's, you know, all of us have no difficulty with going out in the bush and just saying, fuck it. All right, we'll live here for a while. This will do. You know, yeah. we can make this work. And
especially when you've got a goddamn army behind you, like, how much fucking easier is it then? You haven't got to do anything. Like, okay, well,
exactly.
I'm gonna put the hut there. Cool, man.
Fuck. And, yeah.
Hang on, the engineer's gonna turn up. What are we gonna make the bar out of? Fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. And 2 weeks later, we've got a bar. We're serving fucking, like, you know, cocktails, and, you know, we're in a war zone. Cool.
We had to rough it. We don't have a diving board in the pool. You know. So. So, yeah, you know, it was kind of an interesting discussion because I hadn't thought of it as competency before. I just always looked at it as, well, these people just don't know anything yet, you know.
I think the problem is these people have their brains turned off, and that's where the problem lies. It's not that they don't know anything. It's just that they don't have their brain turned off on. And because they don't have their brain turned on, and they don't have you cannot find the switch in them to turn the fucking thing on. They just go to their death, brain death. Like, you know, they turn the TV on and that's the answer, and then they just eat fucking shit food, and that's more of the answer. And it's like, okay, between the shit, eating shit food and watching the fucking TV and believing what you're told through these two mediums, it's like, you're all fucked. You know, as a civilization, we're fucking routed, you know, just completely fucking lost.
I'm starting to think that that the human race has been kind of programmed, specifically, you know, intentionally programmed, but certainly through the stuff that modern people do nowadays, there certainly seems to have been some. Well, essentially, what has happened in culture has programmed a lot of people to be just drones.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, I mentioned something the other day, you know, it's like, what's the old proverb? Curiosity killed the cat. It may have killed the cat, but it's made the human race the biggest race on the planet. You know, the strongest race, the dominant race, that's it.
Yeah. The most effective at eking out our biological existence.
Exactly.
We reproduce better than anything else in the fucking country, in the fucking world, apart from viruses, I believe. You know.
Yep. And viruses. Well, you know, The Matrix. You're a virus.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. There was a biologist who did a study, and he actually worked out that human beings or life itself was a relationship between a virus and a bacteria. Basically, two things got stuck together, and that's how life evolved on planet Earth. So we literally
get back
to being a bacteria and a virus stuck together, which I just find bizarre. And I'm sorry, I can't find the fucking paper that said that. It was about 20 years
ago. Which means interspecies erotica is completely scientifically viable.
Yep.
So, and Kevin's just sitting back recording, laughing his ass off.
Yep.
Yeah, Kevin never says anything.
Well, he's just getting good shit, though. He'll go through and edit it and have some of the most, you know, obtuse things. We'll go from furries to interspecies erotica.
And I wasn't the one who started that bit.
Yeah. Yeah, well, look where I ended up. Come on.
PFC Bradley Manning has apparently been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Who?
Really?
Bradley Manning, the private first class who released all the stuff to WikiLeaks.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. If you go to kitup.military.com and the title is "And the Nobel Peace Prize Goes for Treason or Ethical Stand Goes to."
Nice.
Hell yeah.
It's dated the 7th of February 2012, which was yesterday. I don't even know where the hell I got to this fucking website. Who posted that? Random link. Oh, who wants a motherload of fucking urban survival books? UrbanSurvivalSite.com/ebook/.
Nice.
Go away. No, I won't send that email to someone. No, they don't deserve to have that much fucking angst from them.
Well, depends on who they are.
Well, they did a silly thing. And if they did a silly thing, then normally I tell them off, but I've refrained from telling them off so far.
Good. That's something at least.
Well, not really. I have to learn from our mistakes.
Right. Well, yeah, that's why I was actually discussing that with someone the other day. Corrections, being corrected shouldn't be something that you get upset about. It should be something you know, taking your stride, and you can say, we only learn from being corrected.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the ways of learning, you know.
You learn by realizing that you made a mistake, and you have to actually realize that you made a mistake, not just be told that you made a mistake, but actually realize, hang on a second, my existence on the life of that 5 minutes where I did something fucking stupid was fucking stupid. I have to change what I did. You know, and it's like, okay, well, you have to speak about this. I mean, okay, my life's full of these moments, but fuck, you know, I have bitterness.
Hey, good enough.
That's why I'm good at learning.
You make a lot of mistakes.
Fuck yeah.
Well, it's like Edison, you know, he talks about when he built the light bulb. He knows 2,000 ways not to make it.
Yeah, exactly. And you want one to do it, yeah. No.
And what's really bizarre is a lot of times when I'm building shit, I'll come up with a bunch of ways not to make something that works absolutely fucking perfect for something else.
Exactly. It's the nature of the beast.
Even mistakes sometimes are useful.
Everything is a learning experience.
How many scientific discoveries were, well, fuck, that didn't work. Hey, what the hell's this? You know? Astrolube, wasn't the guy trying to make something completely different, like glue or some fucking stuff, and discovered, whoa, hey, this is kind of, you know... I think I'm going to go apply this to the wife and see what happens.
I don't know. I think we should invent more shit.
Hey, I'm trying. All of it's weird, though.
That's all right. There's a space for weird shit, man. That's what the internet's for. Weird shit corner.
Yeah. Oh, I should probably go to the forum and see if anybody's posted anything worth reading, because I haven't in a while.
I did, but it's probably not worth reading.
I see Neo Demi's just popped online.
Yeah. Oh, has he?
Yep.
Slacky fairy cunt.
That old fridge bulb.
He only has 50 quid to his name. Oh. He should have spent his gyro fucking one night. Damn it.
Stay out of the fucking bar then, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't think Neo Demi drinks, does he? What the hell did he spend on
it? I don't think so. Hookers and blow.
Yeah, hookers and blow. Can get in Skype. I can't spell Skype. Fuck. You shandy bastard.
How did I add folk.com?
Pardon, Kev?
How did I add folk.com?
Just how does he add people?
How do you add people? I think I have to do them. What do you mean, generally?
Yeah, get like
person. It's the person who starts to call us allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is me, because I called you and then I called Graf. So I am the. I am God. Godo. God. Fuck, it doesn't work anymore. Bastard. You're not, you lying bastard. You're not on Skype. Well.
Yeah, he is. Oh, he was.
Friend me, you bastard.
His username is Fridgebulb.
Fridgebulb. I'll just search for that. Add a contact. Fridgeja.
Close off.
Oh, that didn't spell right. Can't type. RSI, stupid hands. Can't have two S in Fridgebulb. It becomes CH, then it's Cridgehole.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily work, does it?
No.
The fuck is that noise? There's a 2,000 hertz tone I'm picking up from somewhere.
Oh, sorry, that might be my computer.
That's just my asshole.
Okay, it's not in this room. That's all I give a shit about. Because if it's in this room, it's something else I'm going to have to fucking edit out when I record vocals.
No, I think that's my...
Well, I was getting an odd tone... coming from my computer. Turned out it was the actual speakers on my monitor. The speakers built into my monitor would make a tone when anything on screen would have been playing. Even
they're
if they were
resonating off a coil. Yeah, that's
so
not typical. Sympathetic resonation. Really exciting when you're dealing with a microphone that picks up shit you can't actually hear.
Oh, there.
Hey, Neil.
Whoa.
So what is that all about?
So what do you mean, what is this all about?
We're just talking.
I always assume all calls are recorded. That's because they are. It's the nature of being a spy. Your calls get recorded. We're doing an episode of You Can't Say That on Radio, live on the internet's interweb.
Oh, he's reading them as projects, man.
I hope there's some editing going to be done, because there's a whole lot of us just standing around with our thumbs up our asses, so...
No. There was no editing ever done on any project that I have ever done.
Zero editing, so we'll be...
No, I'm sorry. The closest you get to editing is my telephone ringing, and I go, oh, fuck, the telephone's ringing, hang on, and I press pause, and then I come back to it.
Okay, that works. See, I actually edit shit, so...
Yeah, but that's because you have, like, extra hands and buttons and know what the fuck you're doing. I'm just fucking, like, you know, lost.
All right? You ever seen my fucking mixing board? Jesus Christ.
No, you haven't posted a picture of it in the forums yet.
Well, I will work on that right now.
We'll get on with it, and then we can all look at the gear porn.
Of course, the angle I shot at it, you can't really tell how big the fucker is, but...
That's why everyone says about my dick.
It's all about the angles.
I'm sorry, I had to do that. I don't know why I'm apologizing.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing. 40, Jesus Christ, 41 people downloaded it. That's amazing.
Oz?
No. You can't say that on TV from the 19th of September.
Oh, holy shit.
You can see a picture of me and a bug dude both talking to one another for like an, I don't know, an hour. 41 people downloaded it. Jesus Christ, that's a long...
Well, you know, they were hoping for some sort of new sexual position, so we should probably teach them a couple.
Okay.
All right. I think I've brought this up before, but, you know, since we're doing this for on the record, we need to get this out there. Butter and sugar make an abrasive sexual lubricant that under friction makes frosting.
However, that's fantastic.
However, safety tip, only use it for anal sex, because if you use it vaginally, she will get a yeast infection that you can probably make like bread with. Yeah. Important safety tip. But yeah, abrasive lubricants, there's something you can't go in the store and buy.
Wow. I'm not sure you'd okay, I have to ask a question, right? I have a question about that shit. Yeast infections, is it actually yeast?
Yeah.
Or is it just what they call it? Is it actually yeast?
Yeah, it's a variety of yeast.
Wow. Okay.
It's not like the yeast you use in your bread. It's just a fucking wild yeast that cultures.
But it is still yeast, yeah.
It is still yeast. And basically it's eating the... It's yeast infections happen because of too much sugar in the diet normally, and then stress, because your body has too much sugar in its diet, so basically you're pissing out sugar. And then the other one is stress, because then your body can't fight off the yeast colonizing in an area. The reason why women get it so much harder and so much, the reason why it affects so much more women is because, men don't know they carry it most of the time, so men will infect women regularly with it and not realize that men actually carry it around with them everywhere they go. Okay. And the other one is that it's because of the way... Oh, what a way.
We lose some...
Yeah, we lost Near Demi. He needs tea and food. What kind of excuse is tea and food, man? It's like 11 o'clock at night. I need tea and food too, but I ain't got none.
It's code for he's going to go fap.
Why don't you say fap, man? For fuck's sake.
Because he knew that we'd read it out in IRC, because he knew we'd read it out in IRC logout, and then he knew we'd make fun of him for going over fat. Because you know what he's looking at, don't you? You know he's got that fucking My Little Pony porn. That's what he's going for.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a dirty boy. Dirty boy.
Well, he, dirty you know, boy!
He's probably at MyLittleBalonyPony.com.
If that's not registered, we should register it.
You know, I don't know if it is. Let's find out.
Joker.net, I believe, is the one you're after. Oh, man. I missed out on going to get the frog sound tonight as well. That sucks. I was going to go and record frog sounds for my radio show. I didn't do it.
Fox sounds?
Frog, you baggin.
Frog. Sorry, frog I thought song. You said fog.
Yeah. No, it's really cool right at the moment because the sun we're in the middle of summer here, and we're just like literally the middle of the hottest part of summer, and there's been a lot of rain. All the frogs are like really into breeding at the moment, so the frog sounds just amazing. Like, all the frog song is just amazing at the moment. And you go outside, and it's like for like an hour before and after, like you know, sort of the hour on dusk. You go sit around at the big lagoon behind my house, and it's just like you cannot hear yourself think for the fucking level of noise that these things put out.
Wow.
But yeah, so I was going to steal it, because like, let's face it, frogs are open source, so I was going to steal it, put it as background music for Range of Oz. But I didn't
Well, yeah, but it's open source until you record it. Then you can put copyright on it. Anytime there's frogs and anything, you can sue somebody.
That's true.
That's like the new model system for the music industry. So every time there's a frog sound, you know, in like a Disney movie or something, you need to put a takedown notice on them.
Yep, sort of.
Yep.
Yeah, I own the intellectual property. You own the intellectual property on frogs.
Yeah. Or some other insane ass shit. You know, I own the intellectual property on farting, so every time you fart, you owe me a nickel. Just insane ass crap like that, just to point out to them how fucking stupid they're being.
I think a lot of places are starting to, tell Hollywood to go fuck themselves and the recording industry. I mean, what really made me laugh is I read this article the other week from, like, a sound engineer. you know, a guy who has actually worked in the music industry and now runs his own business. And he said he was like doing like a cost analysis, because he's done like costing and shit like that, mm-hmm. of how much money bands actually make compared to how much money the RIAA makes, you know, and all the other music companies. And because this stuff's, you know, you can get this information for free. You know, it's got to be publicly viewable.
Yeah, yeah.
And, no, it's like the amount of money that bands make is just a pittance. And he worked out that the best way for them to do it is for them to, obviously, work by themselves. Make their own music, you know, pay for their own recording sessions, release their own albums, not through a label. And you got so much fucking flack from it, from like this one guy's, oh yeah, well, I work in the industry right now, and no, I tell you now, that wouldn't work, people wouldn't make money. And it's like, well, no, the music industry wouldn't make money, but we don't need a music industry anymore. You know, we've got the fucking internet, we do not need a music industry.
Trent Reznor was making $1.3 million a week after he got kicked off his label on his own.
Still able to release two albums, on fucking archive.org.
Two very good albums, I point out, that you should go and listen
to. Yes, they were. Yes, fantastic albums. I mean, you know, not exactly what I expected from him, but still very good albums.
Well, that was the thing. I didn't like Nine Inch Nails to start with, so when he released that stuff, I was like, man, this is so cool. I like Nine Inch Nails now. They got up on the peg list.
I can't remember if Jack Lope actually is signed or not. Jack Lope was a side project he did with a bunch of other guys. My buddy Phil Cavana was playing guitar for him for a while, and they basically would just, you know, they would say, hey, if you want to bring a recorder to the show, bring a recorder to the show, throw it up on YouTube. We're cool with that.
Nice.
You know, because they knew very well that if people saw it on YouTube, they knew the crap was going to, you know, the sound quality was going to be crap, and people go, well, fuck, I want that song, and they go buy that song off iTunes or what have you, you know?
Well, if you look at a lot of people who are making money now, especially, you know, the smaller projects, what they're doing is they're not signing, but they're just putting the stuff up on iTunes and other pay services. You know, so people can buy the music, and it's a lot easier for people. People nowadays prefer being able to buy the music that way.
The problem is exposure. If you can get a viral video, if you can get your song somewhere in a commercial or some shit like that, there's going to be a new industry of go-betweens that will take all these independent artists and find places for their media to go. That's where the next money is going to be. The guy that basically signs for 5% of what they make to get your song into a movie is going to do real well for himself.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I totally agree with you there.
See, the thing is, they used the old system. I don't know how many of you guys actually know what the old system was. The old system up until about the end of the 90s was that all that money that the label brought in went to promote new artists. You know, the labels didn't make the kind of money they do now. So let's say somebody sells a 5 million copy album, and the label takes in let's say for easy numbers $5 million. They take that $5 million and they pay for 15 or 20 other little bands that nobody's heard of yet to go out on tour to put out an album, this kind of stuff, in hopes of getting another 5 million seller to keep doing it. In the 90s, a whole bunch of Wall Street fuckers decided, hey, there's a lot of money, and these fuckers don't know what they're doing in the music industry. Let's get into that. So they retired from being, you know, stock traders and this kind of shit, got in the music industry and started pencil pushing. Let's cut costs. Well, your album didn't sell for shit. You're gone. You know, if you notice in the late 90s, a whole lot of bands just disappeared. You know, it's like, where the fuck did they go? They're still out there, but they're not putting out albums. Well, how come? That's why. My buddy, I'm not going to say the name, but he's a fairly famous engineer, tracked the Jim Blossoms, both albums. Only one is out. There's one fully completed album sitting on the shelf that the label will not release because they didn't make enough money, and they own the rights to that album, so that album's, you know, fucking shit canned. It's never going to come out. I've heard two tracks off from it. It's better than their first album was. And because the first album didn't make a certain number of sales on paper, they're never going to get a chance with it. And in some cases, the label... Oh, yeah. And in some cases, the label owns their name.
Oh, that was that was a Prince thing, wasn't it? A Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he changed
his name. Is that why he changed his name?
Yeah, that was the reason why he changed his name to the artist formerly known as Prince, because the Sony music label basically owned the rights to Prince, so he couldn't produce anything. You know, his name. So he had to change his name or change what he was doing it under. And that's one of the reasons why I think you'll find that most, like, we're talking modern artists now, will actually have their name changed regularly across the course because they're basically fighting for new contracts. You know, they do something, they get a new, they want a new contract, so they change the name to, like, you know, fucking, you know, what the hell was the name of J-Lo before she was J-Lo? You know, what's she going to be next week? Fucking, like, you know, J-Biz? Like, every fucking week they change their name because they get more fucking money out of it. It's still
Holmes. Yeah, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, all the other shit he's been.
Yeah.
That's all because of, that's all because of the licensing shit.
Wow.
Tell me that's not bullshit. That's basically copyright gone wrong.
Oh,
that is copyright gone wrong.
It's beyond bullshit, mate, but, you know, like, yeah.
Beyond bullshit. Somebody needs to do a show called Beyond Bullshit. That's a good name.
Oh, that could be the name of the
That is, I see.
That could be the name of the new video show for Harlequin to do in the backyard, man.
There you go.
I was trying to think of a name, and I didn't want to use Rangers Oz TV for crying out loud. Beyond Bullshit, that's a good name.
Back of Bullshit and Beyond.
Rhymes well, because it goes well with the black beyond the black stump. The black stump being a big black fucking stump in the middle of the last end of Australia.
And then you can also, you know, make references to everything V did in Back of Beyond, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Basically, I just do like a shot-for-shot copy of the first episode. You know?
But I've got to do it with my funny hat, man, with my funny fucking accent.
Well, yeah, but...
And you've got VV. Oh, I get
completely different, you know, completely different jokes and shit too.
Did V tell jokes in like Back of Beyond? Am I going to rewatch this because I didn't get any jokes out of that, man?
Not really. But there's stuff that you can infer jokes out of.
That's true. I could infer jokes out of an awful lot of stuff.
Exactly. So, but yeah, I mean that's all fun. And hey, since we're on topics of media projects, are we ever going to see Rage's Urban Graphin?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, I'd love to do it, but
you slack
don't have the time, don't have a camera that works.
That's well, I solved that problem today, and I got it cheap.
Yeah, I know, but you've got like $300, however many hundred-odd dollars to spare. I don't.
If it's $5 million Australian, get it right.
I don't have...
£5.
I really don't have any sort of money to spend on shit like that until I've cleared off my debts, and that's like that was the reason why I doubt I'll be going to get away from Y12K.
I know that's really don't cancel.
Honestly, getting your debt straight is a good thing to do.
That is like the first step. Oh, bless excuse me, did that?
Holy thank fuck! You got possessed by something.
Has everyone got the picture of me in his gas mask?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, I've got to post this one and I see again. This is I'm just going through my backlinks and now I've got a picture of Miyu in a gas mask. Does Miyu have a character graph? Is this like
he does.
Okay, so does he get dressed up in first hits? Are you allowed to talk about this or is this like some secret code?
No, he doesn't.
So he doesn't get dressed up in first hits, okay. I was just I wondered because I don't really understand I'm the first to meet, I don't understand the fairy thing. You guys all get dressed up funny costumes.
We don't all. Some people don't.
But that's like loses me because the only thing I can see is being a really cool bit of the whole furry fandom thing is you get to dress in a fucking fursuit, man. If I was going to do it, I'd be dressed in the fursuit.
It's up to whoever. It's up to that particular person. Some people just don't like it, you know.
So he's basically the naked furry.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Well, the hot looking naked furry too. Yeah. If there's anyone in Cardiff who needs a date, like, we can set you up. Saying that, I have a really good friend in Cardiff who really needs a new boyfriend, so maybe I should give her a call.
Yeah, there you go.
So that was a bit of OPSEC.
And don't tell him she's coming either.
Yeah, sorry OPSEC there. I just gave away where Miyu lives. But it's like Cardiff's a big place.
It's pretty good size, yeah.
And it's full of Welsh people, so like you can't find him.
Well, you know, I mean, if he's lucky, he might get to Pauler. I mean, that's saying something. My buddy Paul actually invented a sexual move. Have we discussed this one?
No.
Well, since we're recording, we need to. My buddy Paul worked as a bouncer at a very skeezy bar. I mean, this is just a dive. It was a crappy bar before that left and went to a better section of town, and they just kept running it with a different name, and it's the exact same shithole bar it always has been. Yeah. And so a shithole bar does not attract the highest class of waitress, does it now?
No, not really.
No.
So, I mean, the waitresses are kind of hot, but you're not completely sure. They don't have dicks bigger than you do. You know, you're just yeah. not sure. And so one night, one of the waitresses follows Paul home, figures out where he lives. He climbs in bed and passes out. She climbs through the fire escape, climbs in the upstairs window, and goes down on him. He wakes up. The first thought in his mind is, oh, my God, a zombie's trying to eat me. So he punches her in the nose.
As, of course, you would.
Well, yeah, and so, you know, he breaks her nose, but she doesn't stop. And then comes back and tells us this, and we're like, wow, that's kind of hardcore. All right. So not 3 weeks later, it happens again. Exact same thing happens again. Apparently, Paul dreams about zombies trying to eat him dick first quite a bit.
is this the same woman broke into his house?
No, this is a different one. The one that he broke the nose of went back to work and told one of the other waitresses, and she climbed in his fucking window 3 weeks later and did it too, knowing what was going to happen.
Jesus, that is impressive.
Wow.
It gets better. So we're sitting around drinking one night, you know, giving Paul shit about this, and he goes, yep, happened again last night. The fuck it did. We get to the bar about 2 hours later. Sure enough, the waitress's nose is all taped up. A different waitress. Paul has done this 3 times. When you have done a sexual maneuver 3 times, you have the maneuver named after you. No one else that I know of has ever done this. He has done it 3 times. Therefore, when a chick is blowing you in your sleep, you wake up, think she's a zombie, and punch her in the nose and break her nose, that's a Paul.
Wow.
That is normal. I really don't think I can let a kid listen to this show.
No.
Yeah, Kev, you might want to make a notation. This is,
Oh, fuck.
Kev, we lost you, man.
Yeah, I kind of hit the wrong button.
I gathered that. You didn't miss much. We decided we were going to... Yeah, well, sexual innuendo, my kid's not allowed to talk about this. This is a radio show.
Broke the goddamn interstate.
I accidentally hit hang up instead of unmute.
Whoops. You'll have to make a note. This is for immature audiences only or something like that, you know.
It's always immature audiences.
It's always immature audiences. What the hell are you talking about?
rated NC-17, but mentally under, you know, under 21.
I would say under 5. Dick and fart jokes, it's basically what we're made of.
We haven't done any shit jokes. Well, okay, we did the abrasive anal lubricant. I suppose that does cover that.
I know. Can I point out that someone posted, I don't know who it was, someone in IRC posted the how to make a homemade tear gas mask. It's really clever. It takes like a 2 liter soda bottle and you cut it and then like you have to put some...
Yeah, Mio posted that, I think.
Around. Okay. So I was really impressed. I'm just like, oh, a gas mask. It's what we need. Just when the, you know, when the end of the world comes and the fascist soldiers start kicking down your door, well, you can survive the tear gassing.
Well, they're also really useful for a lot of other stuff too. Let's just say I hang out with some kinky girls occasionally and...
Does this surprise anyone in the world?
Those like, have uses. I'm sitting at a party one night. Okay, first of all, don't go to a party with a bunch of American Indians. I'm just going to say that on the table right now because they throw parties that you have not seen before. I'm sitting there with this, you know, the 6'4", one-eyed Indian, and I don't remember how Vic lost an eye, but it's funny as shit. I just remember that. We're sitting around drinking, and Muggy, I shit you not, his real honest to God name is Muggy, walks into the room and says, just out of the fucking blue, nobody pulled his string, nothing. He says, when you do golden showers, you got to wear goggles because pee in your eyes hurts, and then staggers out the door.
Wow.
Sure.
I looked. Oh, this gets better. I looked at Vic. Vic looked at me. We both went, Muggy's pretty fucking drunk. We probably better follow him. So we go outside, and Muggy has disappeared. Well, this is a house trailer in the middle of nowhere with a yard light. In theory, we should be able to see where this fucker's at. So, all right, Vic, you go one way, I'll go the other way. We're going to find Muggy. He's probably passed out somewhere. We don't want to drown his own fucking puke or something. So I go around the trailer. I hear Vic start screaming and yelling, get him off me! Get the motherfucker off me! I come around the back of the house. Muggy is underneath of a kid's wading pool. He unclamps from Vic's leg for a second. He yells, I'm a motherfucking snapping turtle, and then clamps back onto Vic's leg again. You know, and it's just like, what the fuck is that about? So we have to pry Muggy off Vic's leg and get the kid's wading pool off from him. And for some reason, you know, he went from golden showers to being a snapping turtle.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so drinking with American Indians will end that way. Uh-oh, lost somebody.
I think it sounds like it.
Kev, you there?
I'm still here.
Sorry, Harlan? Me. I just dropped out because I was trying to get an air dummy in the fucking thing.
Oh, okay.
Conference call.
Gotcha.
For some reason. I can go in that box, you stupid shit. Fucking guide. Broken ass fucking non-open source goddamn piece of shit.
Yeah, it could be worse.
It doesn't like you. Yeah, then you failed.
We could be using like TeamSpeak or Vent or something.
Yeah. Oh, we used to run on TeamSpeak. That thing used to suck.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Skype is running the head. Sucking.
Yeah. I'm running on a headset mic right now, which is really useful because it rolls off the bottom octave of my voice. I used to do Vent with my studio mic. And the first time I got on Vent with a bunch of guys, all these people start screaming and hollering and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck are you on about? And turns out, like, one of the guys had a bunch of shit fall off his shelf. One of the guys' subwoofers dived off the back of his desk. You know, because there's a lot of low-frequency content there, you know. It was the whole James Earl Jones voice thing, and they're like, Jesus fucking Christ, and I'm like, what? You know? So.
Someone else owns the conference call now. It's not me. I didn't do it. Someone else can explain this shit.
I had
a name. Oh, it's Kev. Kev did it. It's all Kev's fault.
Everything's my fault. It's always my fault.
I noticed that Kev went over to an image as opposed to video, so he must have his shirt off.
No. I am fully clothed.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean the bits of you aren't sticking out of those clothes being played with right at this moment.
Well, he never said what he was wearing.
Oh.
What are you wearing, Kev?
Hey, what you wearing? Has someone in IRC? Or no,
come on, Kev.
ESL.
Well, I'm wearing a very tight bodysuit.
So, Nia Demi, we decided that you're now furry. You've been officially added to the furry fandom club. And you have got the character.
Yeah. If you need a character, I can come up with one on my own, I'm sure.
Alright, thank God.
I can't believe your fucking accent. You sound better on fucking Skype than you ever did in fucking person, man. You literally sound like you're out of that goddamn film. It must have an echo effect on the goddamn fucking on the bloody microphone. Did you literally sound like you're out of that goddamn film about the heroin dealers? You got any shit in your house?
It should be in Scottish.
Right, you mean
Brain Spotters.
I mean, not unless you count all the illicit electronic bits I've got.
No, that doesn't really count as high class gear. Without high gear. And it's weird though, because, like, I know you guys are in different parts of Scotland, but, like, Nia Demi sounds Scottish to me. He sounds like all my relatives are Scottish. Whereas Kevin just sounds like Kevin. It's like, you know, you don't sound Scottish. You do a good Scottish accent, but you don't sound Scottish. Try harder.
I've had folk at work say I sound like I'm from Cornwall.
Yeah, it's not strong, lost, man. Like, Neodemy sounds like it's fucking... Yeah, it's just lost, man. It's lost in it.
Spent way too long in Glasgow, that's a problem.
Glasgow's a bit like
that. Yeah, I'm not even from there.
Hi, are you really surviving well? You haven't had any problems lately? Haven't been to KFC?
he got deported from Glasgow.
Yeah, for everyone who doesn't realize it. Yeah, for everyone who doesn't realize
it. The worst thing about it is that KFC used to be on the way I would walk to work if the underground was turned off. I would walk by it in the morning.
But obviously not in the evening when the when the drought.
Well, not when there were any ear-eating Neds hanging around it.
Is it non-educated delinquent scum? Is that what it stands for?
I have no idea. For Neds, or Scottish equivalent of chavs.
Which is the Australian equivalent to a bogan.
Chav just sounds too posh for us. Chav.
It does. I mean, and you chav. Can't really go with townie either, because townie doesn't work either.
Chav is English for Ned.
Yeah.
Ed the Scottish for chav.
Chav is a bogan. Like anyone who drives around in a fastball car and basically has no testicles. That's what we're talking about here. People get pissed on like white cider in car parks and have.
You know, I'm pretty sure there's people in New Jersey who are naming their kids Chav right now.
Well, I know a lot of people are mad.
Yeah.
New Jersey. Is that another home of all the woman Guidos and Jersey Shore nonsense? Why do these people paint themselves orange? What is the point of that?
They think it looks attractive.
How can looking like something out of fucking Willy Wonka film be attractive? I mean, if they were only like 3 foot tall, yeah, I can understand.
I have yet to figure it out. And I've been there.
I have to say, I'm going to tell my story. Am I allowed to tell my story about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? It's quite entertaining. It's how I put it as a small person. So, as a very small child, I'm talking in very early primary school years, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory used to be the, and I mean every year for the whole of my fucking primary school education, was the film at Christmas time. Now, there is nothing in my heart that I find more scary than Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Therefore, every year, the last day of school, everyone else would be sat down in front of the fucking TV box, right, and the teacher would press play and walk out and go sit in the fucking staff room. And I was never allowed in the goddamn room because I knew that something was going to... I would just kick off about fucking, like, you know, this heinous fucking film that was on. So I used to get locked in the music room or, like, locked outside to, like, you know, go and run around and be fucking wild outside and not fucking interfere with like, little fucking bogans being, like, programmed by Willy Wonka. And to this day, I cannot watch that film. To this day, it still fucking chills me to my spine, okay? I can't even read the goddamn book.
You and my buddy Scott, we were in Walmart of all fucking places, and he's telling me about this the first time I've ever heard about it. He's like, yeah, man, when I was a kid, I was really afraid of the Oompa Loompas. And I'm like, what are you on about, you know? And at that exact moment, a 4.5 foot tall, 400-pound woman come around the corner in purple spandex, and he just about fucking passed out. It's the Plump Girl! And he just takes off running. And I'm like, what the fuck?
It's true, man.
I get out in the parking lot.
I mean, you might get a lot of it.
He's hiding in the back of the fucking car, you know? Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I think that's the reason why I own firearms.
Have you ever actually read the book?
Like, that's why firearms are terrible. I tried. I can't read it. I literally can't get about... I can read the first, like, chapter and a half where, like, they're talking about Charlie and his family and how depressing and all this sort of stuff. But as soon as it starts talking about these horrid children, it's like, nah, not going to do it.
Oh, I think it's a fantastic book.
I'm sure it is. I mean, like, all role ball stuff is, but, just cannot do it, man. Too much programming as a small child.
Much preferred.
That was the other one that always used to remind me of was Fucking shut up, Dax. Be quiet, you little bastard. Go to sleep. There's nothing in the backyard that's going to eat you. So my guard ducks have just woken up and started to quack at me. So it is confirmation pass or religious instruction pass. And I was one of the two students who wasn't expected to go to confirmation or religious instruction class. So I used to get to, like, draw in the music room again, and go and play in the music room, or draw on the board, or play the computers in the library and stuff. Yeah, and the students had to learn about, and, you know, the King James Bible and this and that and blah, blah, and how God was such a nice fucking person. And he was really someone to believe in.
I don't know.
Did you guys have to do religious instruction in primary school? The small children?
Do what?
Religious instruction? Like, did you have, like, someone from the church or the pastor come around or the padre come around and talk to you about how God is lovely and cares about us all? Yeah?
I think
we had religious education, but that's about it.
We used to have to go up and sing fucking hymns and all that shit every couple of weeks.
Jesus Christ,
for,
really?
Like, the first half of the woman primary school time, but I kind of alienated myself from the class even when I was a kid just by saying, I'm not taking part in that. It's all bollocks.
Oh, but I'd love to go to speak Latin now.
Primary school or something. Just. It's
yeah, Catholic Church.
What's an atheist?
I think it's right. I think we just ask some kids to just see it for what it is, you know, like the guy in the sky is that. It's a fucking story, man. You can't get past it. But some kids just get fucking sucked in.
Well, I think I quite understood why I didn't actually believe in it, but it just didn't. It didn't seem right. Well, it doesn't help, but at the same time, they were trying to indoctrinate us with God. My dad was trying to teach me critical thinking and doing science and everything at home. So you go into school and you get all this bollocks and you come on and be like, now you learn real stuff. Something useful.
Yeah. Now you're beside the international line backwards. There was something there and it's gone. Oh. This is what happens. Not enough sleep, man. Not enough sleep.
Which time zone are you in?
Oh, someone's typing. Which time zone? I'm Australian Eastern Standard Time, so if you look up Sydney, you find me. It's 11:40 PM here. Which I know, that's not very hardcore, is it? Like, I'm asleep at 11:40 PM, but fucking...
You're
I'm
GMT plus 11.
You got a baby.
Yeah, I got a baby. I got an excuse, man. That's my whole excuse now. I just got a baby. Be fucked when she grows up, but I still use an excuse. Oh, that was the other funny thing. I went into the in Australia we have a nationalised dole system, a bit like the one in Britain, but cooler. So I went in, and there's a thing called parenting plan, which is if you are the primary carer for your small person, the small clone of you that appears regularly or occasionally in life, if you're lucky enough to have one, you have to go in and one of the parents has to basically claim this thing called parenting payment. And it's the person who is the definition is primary caregiver, which is the person who feeds, cleans, makes entertainment
wrangles.
And basically looks after a child. Wrangles a kid, right? So, you know, kid wrangler number one gets a fucking payment. So we've gone in, and my missus homeschools 2 8-year-old fucking twins. So, like, okay, time is taken up, okay? Like, you can't homeschool 2 8-year-old twin boys and not say, I didn't do a day's work. So we've gone in and said, okay, like, Kim's going to be the primary carer for the baby. And it's like, you know, okay, fine, yeah, da-da-da-da, fill in all the form. And the first time around, it's like, okay, this is fine, you can do that, that's okay. And then I had to go back in and take some forms in. And I got a different person. And I got a man instead of a woman at the dole office. And it was like the fucking rigmarole. It was like, so your partner is like claiming because she homeschools the kids. Yeah, because she homeschools the kids. But you're claiming to be the primary caregiver for the child because you're at home looking after the child. It's like, my missus homeschools 2 8-year-old boys, you fucking num-num. Like, how the fuck do you expect to look after a baby? You know, like, it's a baby for crying out loud. You've got to basically carry this thing around for you for like 24 hours a day. You know, you still wake it once it's carrying around. It's a baby. It's what you do with it. You know, we don't live in the fucking dark ages anymore. We understand what a baby needs. Fucking hell, was it fun? You know, just the look. And I was like, you fucking organise this, or I'm going to fucking have your manager on the phone in no time. It's really good, though. Quite fun. So there's me taking care of for fucking 10 years. I get paid to be looking after a kid for 10 years.
Well, there you go.
This is what I can't understand about the whole of America, right? America says that is socialism. And it's like, no, that is someone looking after their child. That's not socialism. That's the reason
why building a potential future.
Yeah, but that just seems to get lost on the majority of Americans. It's like that whole idea that you would have a child and then actually like take enough care to homeschool it, look after it, educate it, and actually like, you know, do what most parents in America do, and seemingly what most fathers do in Western culture, which is actually look after the child. You know, most men do not have anything to do with children. It's like, well, and we know this is a fucking problem in society, because that's one of the reasons why society's so fucked in Western culture. It's like, if you actually forced all the men to stay at home and look after kids, it would completely change. Completely change the nature of society in that culture. We have to change what we do to look after a child.
Looking at the men in America, you come up with some really fucked up kids is what happened.
Well, that's true. But at least they'd be fucked up on being loved rather than being fucked up because they got educated by a fucking space system that'll give a shit about them. Harsh, mate.
This here's Jeff Gordon. We don't like him because he talks good.
Yeah, but I say that about a bugger all the time. He talks mighty fancy, that boy.
You know, we haven't knocked on Canada yet, so we need to. Okay.
Okay. Bacon.
You're gonna learn how to suck gas out of a car with a hose, eh? Can I tell you guys? I actually saw an honest to God fucking hoser walk down the road. I am not kidding you. Okay. The term hoser comes from the Depression in Canada. You'd see guys walk by with a gas can and a length of hose over their shoulder, and you know they were going to steal gas. I actually saw one walk down the fucking road the other day.
Wow.
And I'm, hey, look at that hoser. Wait, I really am in Canada White. Holy crap. I'm guessing, you know, that basically his car broke down somewhere, ran out of gas somewhere, and he was going back home to suck it out of a lawnmower or something, but it's hard to say. Yeah, he might have been looking for a car with an empty gas cap or a loose gas cap, you know.
Don't like to judge, do we? No.
Hey, you're in prison in this country, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the suspicion that you're doing something that could be construed as a crime.
Well, I guarantee we are, okay? Michigan has a whole bunch of laws on the book that have not been repealed yet. Anybody driving is committing a crime. Because in our state, you are still required by law to have a man carrying a red lantern walking 100 feet in front of your car.
Wow.
It's still on the
books. Nice.
Yeah. I even know why it's on the book. There were two cars on the western half of Michigan. They ran into each other. The only two fucking cars for 150 miles got in a collision at the intersection of what is now US 10 and Scottville Road in Scottville, Michigan, which was at the time the county seat. The only two fucking cars out here on this whole side of the goddamn state, and they run into each other. What's the chance of that happening? Obviously 100%. But, so that's where the law came from. And there's some other laws I don't know where they came from that I want to know about. In Michigan, it is a felony to put a skunk in your boss's desk. Apparently there was a rash of that for a while.
I went to put holly on my teacher's seat, and every fucking bastard in my class dogged on me. Can you imagine, can you imagine being a small child? It was Miss Granary's class. Hello, Miss Granary, how are you? You're a lovely teacher. Thank you for putting up with my fucking antics in class in year three. Year three, I would have been 8 years old. I picked some holly from the fucking boardwalk as you walk into the school, and I'm like, oh, I'll fucking get someone today with this shit, man. Fucking walk in, put it on the teacher's seat, push the teacher's seat down there, right? And every fucking,
Miss, Kings put a fucking holly bush in your fucking seat.
You little Narcan bastard. Somebody's going to the river.
I swear, there was a lot of fucking Narcan going on. And it really does. There's a great post by a guy called Legion on the Oz Survivalist board. So go to a search for Oz Survivalist. Do a search for Legion, and he has Legion's notebook, if you want to go have a really funny read. It'll take me like fucking a week to read because it's about 20 pages long. But he starts talking about narcos, people you shouldn't trust in society, and he pretty well sums it up perfectly right for Australia in the way in which the society has changed. In that, you know, it used to be when I was growing up, I was taught about these things. It's like you didn't dob on people. You know, you'd never fucking dob on anyone because there was all of us lot, and then there were the pigs. And the pigs were never on our side. It didn't matter what they fucking said. The pigs were never on our side. So you never fucking talked to a pig. You never fucking discussed anything with them. You shut up and you didn't do a fucking thing about it. Yet the number of kids used to fucking narc because it was the thing to do as a fucking child. It was amazing. You know, I remember skipping out of class once with my best friend at the time in school when I was, must have been year five. And we skipped over the road, over the big fucking underpass, over the fucking, over the Burntree Gully underpass, and went into Upway Central, right? This is a tiny city town up in the Dandenongs in Victoria. We went to the sweet shop, we bought ourselves a bag of sweets and a fucking milkshake, and we went back to school. And fucking, my mother got dragged in front of the goddamn headmistress because they had to fucking, like, calm the class down because the class had all fucking narked on me for pissing off over the street and getting myself a milkshake. It's like, well, just because you're incapable of walking across a road and buying something from the shop doesn't mean the rest of us are. You know, what the hell are you talking about? Exactly. But it's just like, my God, we just fucking, the whole culture raised just fucking, you know, narking or one another and telling fucking cops what they need to fucking know. Arseholes. I don't know what's going with that. Cops are bad, man. Don't talk to cops. There's a video about that. Everyone should go and watch that. 101 things to not say to a fucking police officer.
Are you talking about the how not talk to cops one where, you know, you'll get your ass kicked if you do this?
No. It's done by an ex-state trooper, an ex-trooper. I think it was somewhere out west. And the guy basically became a lawyer or something, went onto the bar. And he's talking about how...
Oh, yeah. I know which way
you're
talking
about. You should never, ever speak to... Oh, I can't remember what it's called. You'd have to... village. Don't talk to cops. And yeah, it's literally like what the cops are trying to do to you. It's YouTube. It's little i8z7NC5. Oh, too fast. I can't believe the name is. Professor James Duane. Is it Duane? D-U-A-N-E. Duane.
Dwayne.
Dwayne. DC. Why isn't Dwayne got a W in it, for fuck's sake? I can't spell
fuck
shit,
man. Fuck if I know. He can't spell his own name. Some people's kids. What the fuck?
He's a cop. What do you expect from him?
There are people in the world who are stuck on stupid. That's the problem.
That should be an advertisement. That should be an advertisement. That should go. That should be the next one after what we had. We had vaginal yeast infection adverts. We really need one about anal sex, and we should definitely want to have that.
Yeah.
You've got to get on to this, man.
My name is D. Wayne, and I'm stuck on stupid, like Hooked on Phonics. You know.
Can we nick the fucking Hooked on Phonics music and just use it in the background?
Probably.
I see, why not? Hey, I've actually got that record somewhere.
That's good, because otherwise I'm going to be using the Pac-Man song in the background. Close enough. Fuck it. Pac-Man Fever.
No, I actually have that on vinyl.
I think I'm going to put that in America A to Z. Just because, you know. Just fucking obtuse shit. Just obtuse shit. We talked to Bishop last night on Skype about it. We're going to, you know, I think what we're going to do with that show is basically, you know, practical living for impractical times. And I'm not talking, you know, prepper stuff. I'm talking like, well, I'm D. Wayne. I'm a 15th generation apartment dweller, and I don't know how to do shit.
Well, Dwayne, sit down and listen to our fucking little thing here. See what this does for you. You're too fucking stupid to survive in the world, so, you know, that's what we're going to kind of aim at. Because some of the people that we...
I need to go AFK for a while, guys, so I'll be back in a bit.
All right. Come on,
man. Cheers. Some of the people that we associate with on occasion are just, you know, they have lived in apartments for 15 fucking generations. They are now so distant that it's painful. And so, you know, we were talking about, so we get together, we hang out, we'll dig a fire pit, build a campfire, and they come wandering up going, what are you doing? We're camping. What's it look like we're doing? Well, where's the motorhome? Where's the satellite TV dish? The fuck are you on about? Well, that's how we camp. That's not camping, you know. We took a bunch of city kids out in the woods one time and said, all right, only eat what I eat. If I pick something up off the ground and eat it, you can too. And so, you know, 15 minutes later, we're trying to avoid food poisoning because they're trying to eat everything there is in the woods that you shouldn't eat. And I'm like, you know, this is really one of those points where I would love to let you get incredibly sick because it would educate you to pay fucking attention. But you can't do that, you know, so.
It's a bit like some of the folk who go to Rough Haywood campsite. Like, I've seen folk bring an oil radiator, a nesting set of wooden tables.
Holy fuck!
And a microwave.
Yeah. That's fucking impressive.
Where the fuck do you plug a microwave in at?
It's like
they have power. They have like a caravan campsite.
Like, you can actually plug 8 power. Actual hookups.
Oh my god!
Across the field.
It's always a fight for them.
Yeah. Oh, there was another one. One family kicked out their sort of very snobby kid, and he went to live on the campsite for about a month or so.
I remember the story. Yeah, go on, keep going.
He bought a TV with him, and left the antenna sticking out of his tent in the middle of a thunderstorm. His TV blew up.
Fantastic.
He also got a big tent and put a smaller tent in it so that he could have more rooms.
Okay.
Is that the same one that melted the front of his tent so there was a big wet patch in it?
Possibly.
I believe so, yeah.
You'll have to ask V about that. He can explain the story so much better.
We need to get John and Debbie in here and then I'm sure we get a lot longer version of the story.
Yes.
Yes, I remember John.
A lot of stories of idiots in the camps.
Just heinous. I think V doesn't bother to tell the stories because he just realizes quite how strange they are. But they don't seem to pass over John and Debbie quite so badly. I think V just despairs. That's probably why he's going to go join the. That's probably why he's going to go join the army and learn how to use a gun.
That he just
he was
wants to make
about
people,
that, wasn't he?
He wants to make other people go ahead and cry. Yeah. That, Thursday, I think, is his interview.
Yeah, I think it is Thursday. He's saying it was, like, soonish. I wished him all the best. I think he's fucking nuts, but I wished him all the best.
Yeah, well, small like bit, I mean, he'd be tempted to do it, but the rest of me saying, fuck that, you might get shot at. Like my body,
I don't care about getting shot at. That's... After you get shot at a little bit, you're like, eh. No big. Somewhere around 30 or 40 rounds downrange, you're like, you know, this is just starting to get really fucking annoying. If I had something, I'd shoot back. I'm going to start throwing something at this asshole. Fuck this. No, seriously, that's the mental process you go through.
You reach a point where you're like, stop being scared.
You just reach a point where you're just pissed off.
As a human being, you cannot deal with the stress of being shot at. And this is why we all go fucking nuts. In battle, like it's why the programming works so well, is because, you know, once you get to a certain level, you just stand up and go, well, fucking, you can't hit me. You're fucking not aiming properly. Like, give me the fucking gun, I'll show you how to do it properly.
Exactly. Oh my god, I worked as a bouncer some years ago, and there was a point at which this guy pulls out a fucking gun, and I flash into that mode.
where you're, you know, now you're like, all right, bring it on, bitch. And I looked at him and I says, you're such a fucking pussy. You need a gun. You won't fight me straight up. And the guy just stood there and he was, he looked like he was going to cry. And I'm like, really? You're such a fucking pussy. You need to hide behind a gun. I thought you had some fucking balls. I thought we were going to throw down and do this like men. But no, you want to do it like a little fucking sissy schoolgirl. And I shit you not, he hands me the gun. And I'm like, that's it. Get out of my fucking bar. And my boss comes over and he goes, what happened here? Got a free gun. You want it? So that gun was behind the bar for years.
It's the best kind. Free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now so, did he
you
have
someone else's his fingerprints on it?
Exactly. There was a bar we used to play at back in the 80s when I was in punk bands and shit. That occasionally the bar owner would just, you know, freak the hell out and be like, that's it, everybody out! Whip out a shotgun and blow a hole in the roof. It was great. He had a load of rock salt and he had one of these suspended ceilings. And there was, you know, the whole ceiling except for this one tile was dirty yellow from all the smoke. There was one brand new fucking tile right over the bar. And I had no idea what that was about. We were playing one night and shit got rowdy. And he whips out the shotgun and blows a big fucking hole in the ceiling. And we're like, grab our shit and go. He goes, oh, you guys can stay, no worries. He says, I just didn't want any more of that fucking ass hattery. And so, you know, we're sitting there eating a burger afterwards. There's like 12 people in the fucking bar who are used to this stuff. Apparently this guy does this like every 2 or 3 months. So about, I don't know, 4 years ago, I was doing a bouncing. I got somehow conned into, hey, you get to represent our bar at this bikini contest bullshit. Okay, you're paying me to go sit in some other bar and drink. All right, I can do that. And so I'm sitting next to this kind of cool – I mean, this woman's probably in her 50s. And she says, well, you got to come down to my bar tomorrow night, you know, the next stage of the contest down at my bar tomorrow night. Oh, really? Which one's that? And she tells me the name, and I didn't know. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I get there. It's the same fucking bar I played in the 80s. Guess who's still there? And I'm like, holy shit, he's not going to fucking shoot the ceiling, is he? She goes, oh, probably not. He hasn't done that for a while. Okay, define a while here. About 3 years. You know, he's getting mellower in his old age, apparently. So I find out, like, 2 nights after that meeting, sure enough, he blew a fucking hole in the ceiling. And this is you walk out the front door of the bar, you're facing the back door of the jail. I mean, you know, this is right across from the fucking police station. Two doors down is a bail bond place, so it's the perfect fucking location for a shithole dive like that.
Only in America would this shit happen.
You know, strange enough, the next thing I was going to say is you guys need to come to America and go drinking with us.
Yeah, we do. If only there's not the fuck. That doesn't mean the country, though.
Because you'd fit in just fine over here. You know, having that whole no big deal attitude basically gets you through just about anything.
Well, you can't get excited after you've had a couple of years, if you're as long as I have.
That's it.
And like, once you get a couple yelling at you, then you get sergeants, and then from sergeants you go up to fucking officers, and officers yelling at you, it's just like, man, you're not even in the same class of humankind that I am.
Well, the nice thing is our cops over here are basically just like we are. You know, most of the cops we got are pretty laid back and stuff, and honestly, a lot of them got into the job because they thought they could do some good, and then they got in and went, oh, fuck. Now I'm stuck here, you know? They don't want to be there. Half the time the cops show up and they're like, we can make this whole thing go away. I don't want to do paperwork if you'll just please do this, you know? Because seriously, they don't. They don't want to sit in the fucking office doing paperwork all fucking night.
Well, I mean, like, British cops and Australian cops don't want to do paperwork, but they really aren't that way inclined. You know, it really is like, you know, just the biggest ass ramp if you involve a police officer in your life in America, in England or in Australia. I just don't get it.
Some of it depends on how you deal with them, too, though.
That's true. Being a fucking hairy ass fucking anarchist is fucking like routines about cops in a t-shirt probably doesn't help standing there in fucking combat. It doesn't persuade that you're a nice, friendly human being. Let's face it, I'm not very nice, friendly, or human being like.
You know, I got a lumpy skull and long hair and don't look like anybody else around here. I get stopped by the police one night. This is back in the early 80s. I get stopped by the police one night. He comes walking up to the side of the truck, and he's scanning his flashlight at the back of the truck, and he stands there staring at me, and I says, "Can I help you, sir?" He says, "What the fuck have you got in the back of this thing?" "I got a forged anvil back there." "You're a fucking blacksmith?" "Yeah. What of it?" He goes, "You got any tent stakes?" He completely dropped what the fuck he was doing. When you got something cool they're into, all of a sudden you're their buddy. It was weird as shit. He's like, "You got any tent stakes?" "Not with me. You give me about 45 minutes, I can set my shit up alongside the road and make them." So about 2 weeks later, I'm driving in town to get a pizza or some shit like that. Lights all over the place. Oh, fuck, now what? So I pull over. He comes walking up next to the car. "You got my tent stakes?" "What the fuck?" He scared the hell out of me. So this starts to be a running joke. You know, for about 2 years, he stops me every time he sees me. "You got my tent stakes?" So my buddy comes up from down in Jackson, Michigan. Jackson, Michigan is not a friendly place. There's our biggest state prison is down there. And it's not a nice place to be.
Is that the one the song's after? Huh?
Yeah. Well, there's also Kalamazoo.
I was thinking Jackson, down by
Detroit and Ann Arbor.
Yeah, no. What's his name?
Kid Rock.
The old bloke. He was married to... Oh, fuck. Brain's gone. Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash sang a song about Jackson, didn't he?
I think that was actually Jackson, Mississippi, but I'm not 100% sure. He never really said where that was about. No. I love Johnny Cash. I'm all about Johnny.
He was big into jails, let's say. You know, the man knew an awful lot about him.
Yeah. Well, he'd been in quite a few of them. He was playing in like Folsom Prison or something, and it wasn't Waylon Jennings. I can't remember who the fuck it was. Boss Skaggs or somebody was in jail as a prisoner. I can't remember who it was now. I should. I don't. And saw him play and went, "Well, fuck, I'm going to do that with my life instead," and became a big, you know, a big music star. He actually did make a difference in some places. You know, it's possible that is actually about that. I don't know. I'd have to do some looking. So anyway, my buddy Leo's from down there, and the cops down there are not friendly. They are not friendly. And I see the lights go on, and I start looking in the rearview mirror, and I see the cop walking up. And my buddy Leo was grabbed onto the dashboard and already left fingerprints. I lean out the window and yell, "What the fuck do you want? I ain't got your fucking tent stakes." And, you know, I look over at my buddy Leo, and he is just this side of pissing himself and coughing up his own balls. The cop walks up and he goes, "Hey, how's it going? You wouldn't believe the shit I've been dealing with tonight." So this whole thing goes down. Cop gets back in his car and takes off, and Leo finally managed to pry himself off the dashboard, and he goes, "He stopped you to talk about shit." Yeah. When you get the lights on, nobody wants to stop and bother you, so you can hang out for a while. Why the fuck not? You know? Because really, when the lights are going, everybody's like, "Oh, you're in trouble." One night, there's nothing going on in town. This is a really little-ass town. There's three police departments here. They're bored as fuck. There's nothing to do. So one stops, and he's like, "Oh, I saw your lights on. Just want to make sure they're okay." "Yeah, it's all good, man. You know, we're making some weird shit. You want to look at it?" "Oh, knives. Cool." You know, so pretty soon there's another cop car. He calls the other cop up and goes, "Dude, this guy's making knives. You want to come see?" So I got a city car, a county car, and a state police cruiser sitting out in front of my place in a row. And, you know, my neighbors are looking at me like, "Holy shit, what the fuck did you do?" And about this time, one of the local telephone repair trucks rolls through the stop sign. You know, it's a 25-mile-an-hour stop, you know, area, and the stop, four-way stop, rolls through, and you hear all three cars' radar go off. And 43 miles an hour through the stop sign. So the state cop, she goes, well, I'm going to go have a talk to this boy about this little issue. She walks up, knocks on the door at the building up the street, and he goes, well, I saw all those cars. I figured you guys were busy. He admits that he basically fucking blew the stop sign because he thought he'd get away with it. She comes back.
Don't speak to the police. Okay, I'm going speak to the police.
Exactly. She comes back. She turns her fucking overhead light on. Everybody else is like, what the fuck's that about? She goes, God damn it. She said, leave us the fuck alone if I turn the fucking light on. So it was just weird. And what's really wild is you're standing around with a group of cops talking about guns, and they're like, oh, dude, you got to check this out. They'll go out to the car and get shit out. You're standing in the middle of the street fucking around with firearms going, only in America. Only in America. Because nowhere else in the world is this fucking insane. Yep. You know?
It's true. Like, you guys have a fucking, you know, you have the most amazing culture around guns, and nowhere else in the world can understand it or have it.
No.
You know?
No, that's our thing.
Europeans, the Europeans treat it completely differently. The Canadians treat it completely differently. You know, you look at somewhere like South America, it's completely different. There is not the association that America, or that, you know, North America has as the United States has towards firearms. It's just weird. Not necessarily bad, just different.
It's very different, yeah. And when you deal with people, we have a lot of really staunch anti-gun people here. You know, oh, guns kill people. No, bullets kill people. There's your fucking problem.
Yep.
You know, you don't see a whole lot of people getting beat dead with guns, do you? And
no one wants to fucking waste the stock on the clubbing, man. It's just not. Don't do that shit, man. Those things cost money. Bullets like $1 a piece.
Yeah, that's what baseball bats are for, you know.
Cricket bats.
Yeah. Hey, I need a cricket bat. God damn it, I can't get a fucking cricket bat.
How did your cricket bat come? No, how did your cricket bat come? I can sell you some willow, but I think it's going to get sprayed to buggery, man.
That's the problem.
We have cricket bat willows, like, behind my house. And there's thousands of them. They're all fucking weedy species over here. But yeah, I don't think I can get it to you. You need to come to Australia and make some cricket bats.
If I come to Australia, I'm going to ride a goddamn kangaroo.
If you ride a goddamn kangaroo, then you get arrested. Sorry.
Probably, yeah.
They put some rules out there about that shit. Sorry.
Well, that's because somebody like you went, I'm going to ride that sumbitch.
Well, it's got a pouch, man. Well, come on, you're hopping in a pouch, you've got a cricket bat, and then you fucking hit the damn, you know. It's like,
exactly.
It's like a modern version of being a knight. In Australia.
That's exactly it. I want to joust on kangaroos. That would be the shit.
Jousting kangaroos. Come to Australia and see the amazing jousting kangaroos.
Exactly. Tell me that wouldn't be a fucking, a great piece for...
That would be the new national sport. That would be the new national sport. If we could organize that. That and probably like wombat bowling.
I would partake in wombat bowling also.
Hey, a lot of farmers would too. Farmers don't like wombats. I like wombats. I think they're great little creatures.
I mean, we have a critter kind of like a wombat up here. We have possums, and I have a possum that lives in my shop. And the possum is basically just nothing but attitude. It's an armadillo without a can.
You mean an opossum, yeah? As in a hole at the front?
Correct.
Yeah, okay, because we have possums in Australia, but they're completely different creatures.
Yeah. Yeah, same name, wholly different monster.
Yeah.
Ours are just these kind of giant, you know, Sumatra ugly-looking rats with an attitude problem. And we were sitting around one night, and I feel this cat rub up against my leg, and I'm like, huh, wild cat broke in here. I look down, no, it's the fucking possum staggering past. Apparently the possum got drunk or something and goes staggering past. I look down at him, he hisses at me and keeps going. I'm like, huh, I got a possum to deal with. So I spent 45 minutes chasing the possum around with a hammer. That didn't end well. Hey, use what you got.
Well, better push with the cocky you got.
Exactly. And I'm good at throwing fucking hammers, goddammit.
You want to be. That's what you spend your spare time doing, isn't it?
Yeah. Mighty Thor, you better believe I'm fucking Thor. That goddamn hammer bounced off and hit me in the nuts.
I don't know.
Is that before or after you set him on fire?
Well, you got to put the fire out of something.
Exactly.
Suppose a hammer isn't the most efficient way to do it, though.
Hey, you can beat a fire out, goddammit. It just takes longer, that's all.
That's true.
We're standing there making knives one day, and I got earplugs in, I got the hearing cans on, you know, we got the stereo cranked up to the point you can feel it. So you can't hear shit. You know, I mean, between the fact we got, you know, Wagner playing at 130 decibels and you know, all this other shit going on, grinders and whatnot. And my buddy's standing there with a squirt bottle spraying me. And I look over at him, my mouth at him. What the fuck are you doing? He goes, legs on fire. I look down. Sure enough, my leg's on fire from the knee down. All right. So I kept working. He kept spraying. Teamwork, dude.
And with that, I have to leave you as it's now 12:15 and I have to get up in the morning and do shit. So have all a lovely evening, gents. And enjoy
you
yourself.
As well.
And I can't wait to hear the end of this conversation.
Well, you know, we keep losing people, so probably we'll have to call. I mean, it's been 2 hours, so.
Yeah.
Have a second call and wait a bit.
Probably so. Have fun all, and yeah, see you all later.
Yeah, because Kev's got to go to work too, so.
Yeah.
Work sucks.
Eh. Money's money.
What's this work thing you speak of?
Tara Harlequin there. But hey, Kev, you know you're out there doing something. You get adventures. You probably get great stories and shit out of that. So
occasionally,
well, there you go. The
breakdowns.
Hey, some of the breakdowns are entertaining as hell, though.
Oh yeah, I mean we've had a couple guys run fields.
Just like completely lost the road or what?
Yeah, black ice.
Oh, fantastic.
Actually, I'll show you a picture of one of the vans, the sort of repair job that was done.
Is that the one with the bumper tied on?
Yes, tied on the bungee cords.
Oh, Neil's got to see that. That's great.
I drove that van that day. And it's a crap van.
You got it up in the
I can't remember seeing that picture.
There it is. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's a top-quality Michigan vehicle right there.
Some winning repair work.
Oh, yes. Very much winning. There's also
the only thing that could have made it worse is if it was electrical tape.
See, I was going to suggest you need some tape on there just to make it complete.
Oh, some of the vans have duct tape on them.
There you go. Perfect.
New ones.
There's a version called 100 mile an hour tape, and there's also a 500 mile an hour tape that's made specifically to repair aircraft with. That's the shit you need.
Oh, we won't need that on these vans. We just need regular old duct tape. They can only go 58 miles an hour.
Yeah, but 100 mile an hour tape is so freaking hard to get off, it's not even funny. Which makes it a great thing to make a loop out of and then stick on somebody's locker or some shit like that. It's like, I don't know, pine sap and webbing or some fucking thing. I don't know what the hell it's made out of, but if you can get your hands on that, you can tape a fender back on. I mean, if it gets ripped completely off the vehicle, just tape the fucker on, it'll be fine.
That
and it is.
Well.
Oh, sure, it looks kind of bad, but...
Yeah, that definitely happened to one of the vans a while ago. Came back with duct tape on the bumper. I was like, what the fuck?
Fantastic.
Oh, God.
Duct tape is the force. It has a light side and a dark side, and it holds the universe together.
Exactly.
5 useful tips for cold weather golfers. Go inside!
Yes. Don't play golf. It's boring.
Well, Now, if we played classic golf, I'd be okay with that.
All right, yes.
You know, classic golf is trying to knock a knight off a horseback with a stick and a rock. I'm okay with that. I want to see that come back as a sport.
don't have knights anymore.
Well, I can probably find you some. Yes, you do. Jesus fucking Christ. You got, Paul McCartney and Elton John and some other useless shits. Just put them up on horses and try and knock them off with a stick and a rock.
They're not really knights. They're just men with knighthoods.
Well, there's...
Not
they
actually
still work for this
winning.
Game. No, but they'll still work for this game. At that point, they're serving a purpose. That's something. Because really, all the fucking people that are getting knighthoods are pretty fucking dysfunctional. You know, if for some bizarre reason France ever invades, y'all are screwed.
France won't invade, they'll just retreat.
Well, that's true. You see, that's the only thing that's preventing this from happening.
They've got one forward gear on the tank and five reverse.
That's very true.
Forward is in case they get attacked from behind.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you do get flanked. The other problem is, you know, they were made by the French. You ever own a Renault car?
No, I have a Peugeot.
Well, close enough. You know that French manufacturing is not necessarily the pinnacle of European engineering.
Oh, yes.
I owned a Renault. Jesus fucking Christ. It was the only car I'd ever owned that could be in two gears at once. It was often in second and fourth at the same time and wouldn't go for shit in either.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, it was great. You know, I will say, the British cars, people bitch and piss and moan about British cars. I fucking love them. I had a Triumph Spitfire at one point. I've had MGs. Fine British piece of shit. You know, the MG, basically, when you buy an MG, especially if you buy, an MG Mini, what the fuck are they? The ones that they made, 500 million, way too fucking many. They break down constantly. But you know what? Every time an MG breaks down, an adventure is about to happen. You know, start taping now. When the car stops running, start the camcorder, because that's where the adventure starts. Because that car has some uncanny ability to break down in the weirdest possible place around the weirdest possible people. And if you own an MG, you're going to have adventure in your life. You know, so pack a bag and put a smile on and run it. Run it. Because,
I hope
that
happens when I get a Land Rover.
Yeah. Land Rovers don't break down. You're not going to have adventures with those. You have to go find adventure. The car won't take you to it.
Oh, they'll break down. If you get, an older Land Rover, but you just need to, get a hammer and hit the old bit out.
Exactly.
Or, use a pair of tights as a fan belt.
Oh, yeah, that works. Have you ever seen The Gods Must Be Crazy?
Do you have a pair of tights on you, Kev?
No, but I'll rely on you for that.
You might be disappointed then.
Put them in your kit.
I'm not EDCing a pair of tights in case Kev's car breaks down.
Well, somebody has to, so it better be Mayu then. Let's make a note of that. I gotta figure out how to do this.
Get a bot to tell him, but he's got to remember EDC tights.
There we go. All set. And of course, none of us will remember, what the fuck.
Oh, be right back.
All right. So it's just us. I think he's still recording. I don't know. That's where we've got to talk disparaging shit about him.
Mail's just arrived. This is the first letter I've had in about 3 months.
The Prince of Nigeria wants you to help him.
Oh, no, it's a reminder that I'm going to get shafted.
Oh, okay. Rates. Well, if you get a reach around and dinner, what the hell?
Oh, well, I'm getting bugger all interest on this account.
Define bugger all interest, like 28%?
0.5.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah, not bad at all.
No, like, I literally get just over nothing in interest every year.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Ah, I see what you did there.
That's their little thank you for letting them make money on your money.
Yeah, right. I need to get that account closed. Actually, no, did I not? I'm sure I pulled all the money out of that account.
Well, one day you're not making any money on it.
Well, that's exactly why you're not making any money on it. Yeah, just like Neo said.
Talking of investing money, spend all the money I get on electronic bits and then resell them.
Yeah, but you're doing. Fun. Yeah, you're doing really good with that, though.
Yeah, well, if I sell something for a quid, I make 50 pence on it, sort of thing. Which is
that
not a massive amount of money per sale, but it kind of adds up over the course of a week or two.
That's 100% profit. Okay, so it's, you know, it's
100% is not very much.
Yeah, exactly. It's 5 quid a week, but what the hell?
It's not exactly difficult.
Exactly.
If I was working anywhere, I would end up working. I would be passing by a postbox in the morning and getting it. So I might as well make an extra 5 or 10 quid a week doing it.
Tax free.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you start rolling it forward, you know, you take that 5 or 10 quid, buy some more stuff, sell it, you make, you know, now you're making 10 or 20 quid a week. Pretty soon you're going to be rich.
Yeah, I started off with one item. Fuck knows.
One red paper clip.
Yeah. A handful of tiny little capacitors. Sold them all.
That could be a shocking experience, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Very little resistance in that one.
Oh, I see the way this is going.
I don't think you guys are wired right. Just a battery of bad puns.
I'm not taking part in this. No way.
Damn, I had a whole bunch of these on tap. I'm getting really amped up.
If we're down to the bad puns, then the show's over. We've run out of content.
Yeah, we currently have nothing.
Nada. Zip. See, what you need to do with this audio file is just fade out the end of it over time, like a 4 minute long slow fade, where people just keep turning up and thinking, what the fuck, what the fuck? And you'll get all kinds of comments like the audio's broken, it just fades out at the end.
And then we need a very loud noise.
Yeah.
Screamer, right at the end.
Go to bed!
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. It's not a tuna.
Do it now. Do it now.
Do it now. Governator.
Yeah, I can't do this voice.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of shit you gotta do, though. No, actually, what you need to end it with is, show's over! Just really fucking loud.
All right, that'll do it.
Yeah, that works. Fade out over like 4 or 5 minutes, and then just, you know, that one loud yell at the end, and they're like, fuck! What the hell? You know, some poor bastard left it on and wandered off.
Some poor sod listening to it on the train with the headphones on. So we can't get up as it gets closer to the end, and all of a sudden, show's over.
He's almost asleep, you know.
I used to hate it when things done that.
trolling.
One. We were fucking around one day. A buddy of mine wrote an audio plug-in. And I said, it sounds like the fucking grandstand, the PA system at the grandstand of the fairgrounds. It does not. The fuck it doesn't. So I whipped, you know, I grabbed the mic and whipped out this quick audio track and sent it back to him. And he went, that is the creepiest fucking thing I have ever heard. I'm like, what? He goes, dude, that just scares the hell out of me. There's a clown inside of you.
Hey, kids, Uncle Bobo wanted to come and see you.
And he's just like, holy fuck. So about, I don't know, a month, 2 months later, I get a cold and my voice fucks up and I can't fucking talk. But guess what voice still works?
Oh, God.
So I roll through the drive-thru at the Jester's Kitchen there, you know, the McDonald's. And I roll up to the window and the, you know, chick says, you know, can I take your order?
Hey, I'd like a cheeseburger to go.
Now this fucking chick thinks that that's how I talk all the time. I need to start going to that place more often with a different fucking weird voice every time. Yar, matey, I think I need a fish sandwich. And just start pissing with this one specific place.
Who the hell would eat fish sandwiches from McDonald's?
Yeah, they're pretty scary.
The concept of fish, especially if you live in a place where it's nowhere near water.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen a square fish anyway.
The same as the egg. Would you trust egg from McDonald's?
It's not even egg.
I don't know what the hell it is.
It's like
egg flavored.
Egg substitute. It's one continuous long extruded egg-like thing.
It's not even really a substitute. It's an egg imposter. Like some sort of bizarre cross-dressing food stuff, you know? It's like soy or tofu or some shit like that, pretending to be an egg.
Blech.
It's just wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fucking bizarre, to say the least.
Ooh, when? Stop 2 bags of 100 transistors, have 2 left over. And it was spare box.
You have 2 left over 2 bags or 2 individual transistors?
No, I sorted through 2 bags of 100 and were all, you know, pre-packaged, ready to be sent out, and had 2 spare.
Oh, okay.
So I think we go by weight when they're actually sorting these things. We don't bother counting them, we just sort of shove, like,
eh, that'll do.
However many in, however many grams it is for a... Because I always end up with a couple spare.
Hey, can't.
Which go in my own batch box, and it's slowly been growing so I can actually use it to do things.
I need to get a bunch of components and start building some weird fucked up circuits again. Neo, are you aware of evilmadscientist.com?
Yes.
They have some fantastically fucked up little projects.
They do.
Their idea of chaining a flicker LED with a transistor as a controller, basically using the LED as a switch. I realized if I had 4 or 5 of those flicker LEDs wired into an LED chandelier, I could control, you know, a whole bunch of fake candles at once. And so that circuit got real interesting to me real fast. So I had to dick around with one of those and build one. Just a big, crazy, insane-ass fucking, you know, etched metal chandelier that people just stand there and stare at and go, holy fucking shit, did you make that? No, I shit it out. Hurt like a son of a bitch. Stuff
That's
like this
always
just,
a good comment, isn't it? Did you make that?
Yeah, you get it a lot, too. Do you burn yourself? Every fucking day. You know, my buddy was a glassblower for, I don't know, like 30, 40 years. And this just irritating, you know, businessman kind of guy walks up. You can just tell looking at him when he's coming up, he's going to be an asshole.
You just know. Walks up, says, so, how long have you been doing this? I mean, he had a couple other dumb comments beforehand, so it wasn't like this was the first thing that happened between him. But he says, how long have you been doing this? Wayne says, well, I just saw this shit sitting here, and the guy went to the bathroom or something, so I sat down and started doing it. Probably, I don't know, since about 10 o'clock this morning. This point, it's about 11:15. And I just kind of sat there and stared at him, like, what the fuck? And the guy walks away and says, so what was that about? Oh, he's from Chicago. You insult him, he'll come back and buy something later. He will not. 45 minutes later, I'm boxing up a $200 fucking piece for this asshole. And the guy says, well, you know, something like that's pretty goddamn complicated. It'd be kind of hard to dust. And Wayne just looks at him and goes, you're too fucking lazy to dust it. You don't need it. And I'm like, holy shit, it works. So maybe you're just not insulting people enough to get them to buy things, you know? You just got to figure out what town in the UK is like that. Because every town in America has a comparison in the UK. You know, like Birmingham is Detroit. Same fucking town, different country.
So what the hell would Perth be?
You know, I don't know. That's a really good question.
Because there's nothing in Perth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's not wholly true. There's a whole lot of people that don't know enough to go someplace else.
True.
That's Kevin.
I live here through necessity, not through choice.
Honestly, Perth
still love you.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Perth is basically every fucking American small town, really. Just all crammed together. You know, you take all of them and shove them together, you have Perth. Because there ain't shit in most American small towns. Or it's a little tiny-ass town of like 400 people and six fucking cool things all together. It's either or.
Well, Perth doesn't even have a credit union.
Yeah, but do you have a McDonald's?
Yeah, we do. We've got McDonald's. We've got KFC.
Can't find the chicken.
And there's also a Burger King, I believe. Or did they? No, the Burger King closed down.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it was right next to the KFC.
See, at some point, you need to dress up in like Renaissance Fair clothes and go into Burger King and just fuck with them. I'm here for an inspection. Holy shit, he's real. Fuck. You know.
I am the king.
Exactly. You can pull it off.
Right, be right back.
So where's his front gonna be? He's bringing his backpack. Where's his front at?
That's on webcam. No, not for us anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, that's because he's wearing his tutu, his bear suit. You gotta get dressed for work. Come on.
He's not really a Tesco delivery man. He does see the internet webcam, so
hey, it's good money if you can get going.
That's a good idea, actually.
Not a bad choice, huh? Guess I need to get a webcam. I had a buddy that we were sitting around one night drinking, and he was bitching about work. God damn, my fucking ass is bruised up. What, you work in a warehouse or something? Okay. About 15 minutes later, something else came up. I says, you know, what, do you work, you know, some other job? He goes, okay. I'm like, all right, what the fuck do you really do? I don't want to say. Come on, spit it the fuck out. I'm a stripper. No shit. And you look at the guy and you're like, there's no fucking way that women give you money to take your clothes off. You know, you just look at him and go, this can't be real. And so, you know, about I don't know, 2 hours and 20 drinks later. So you want to come work with me? I don't know yet. He makes really good money, though. I'm like, holy shit. apparently there's a certain clientele of women that are into you know, middle-aged guys. I don't fucking understand it, but I don't understand a lot of stuff in this country. Kind of like the guys in the Full Monty, you know, you look at that and go, yep, that's he's one of them.
Yeah. You're giving me ideas for here.
Well, you know, we could be doing a webcam show.
I can't find a job anywhere else.
Rangers webcam show. Pay-per-view.
Tactical strapping.
Exactly. Well, you know, I mean, you're out at a campsite, everybody's all stripping and stuff, and they're, you know, like, here's Kevin out splitting wood naked. And,
oh, dear God.
Yeah. Well, careful tending that fire, Kev.
Yeah.
I have a very strange feeling that the majority of people that would be interested in it aren't going to be booming.
I don't care as long as they pay. I don't give a shit. I'll take anybody.
And I'm back.
Perfect timing.
Hello there.
Perfect timing, Graffin. We were just coming around to you stripping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You won't ever see that.
We need you to go do some market research for us.
Yeah.
What's on the market research?
We were just
do you have a webcam?
Yeah. That's the next question.
It's broken.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Take the tape off the lens.
Oh, okay, I do have a webcam working on my laptop, I suppose. Why?
No reason.
I'm gonna decline then.
We want to test an idea we've had about making money for the Rangers community.
Oh yeah?
We need to get naked.
Why do I need to be naked?
Well,
a bit at a time, we'll set up one of these webcam sites for you.
I don't understand how this is going to make money.
Well, people will pay you to get naked and do things. And then we'll take money.
Who's going to pay me to get naked?
You'd be surprised.
I don't think I want to know the sort of people who want to pay me to get naked.
Well, you don't hang out with them.
Just hope we never meet you in a pub on a Friday night.
Yeah. Hey, aren't you that guy? No!
You know, that's bizarre, because I get that. I've done enough shit in public that people walk up to me in a store and say, hey, aren't you? And I have no fucking clue who these people are. You know, I meet 10,000 people a fucking weekend. I don't remember most of them. You had to do something pretty impressive or, you know, either incredibly fucking stupid or incredibly fucking cool for me to remember you. The rest of the people, they were just there. Mm. It's just sort of a backdrop. And it's weird as shit when that happens. They come up and they start talking like they've known you or something. Oh, yeah, I've been following you on the web for years. That's great. I've never fucking met you before in my entire life. You know?
Never commented. Yeah.
Exactly. You know? And, of course, you know, because you're kind of in the spotlight at that point, you have to go, oh, hey, yeah, how's it going? You know, that kind of stuff and all that shit. Otherwise, they go back and like, this guy's a fucking asshole. Well, yeah, of course I am. I told you on my fucking website I'm an asshole. You've been reading my posts. You know I'm a dick. But, yeah, it's just kind of bizarre. So, yeah, I mean, that'd be kind of fun for you. But we were talking about doing, like naked camping.
Like a nude camping, like a nude beach.
Yeah.
Ooh, a
totally new version of wild camping. WYLD camping.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's just terrible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not a pretty sight.
Something with my drunk kitchen, but my drunk camping.
Oh, hello. Oh, welcome to my drunk camping.
And it'll just be someone all with piss trying to light a fire and put a tent up.
Yeah. That would be most
of those wearing pants now.
It's hard. So you want to be drunk.
Yeah. No sense in wearing pants now. Fuck it.
Yeah. Speaking of that, the co-op's got like... I'm probably going to get drunk during Operation First Call because the co-op's got like... a box of like six bottles of Bulmers pear cider, or is it Bulmers? Yeah, for like £6. So it's like a bottle each.
Oh, damn. Not bad.
A quid a bottle, so I will be getting one of those.
See, you're camping, though. You really need, like, the box wine. You know, you gotta do skeezy. You're roughing it, man.
Well, you say that. The interesting thing is that Dragon is bringing his homebrew with him.
Oh, right on.
He's got some homebrew bitter that he's bringing with him.
Right on.
What you want to get is a couple cartons of Tesco Value Wine.
Exactly. That's the stuff. That's roughing it right there.
The stuff that comes in milk cartons.
Yes.
Yep.
Seriously, they have wine that comes... You know those cardboard milk juice cartons? They have wine that comes in that in Tesco.
Graf and I've actually had it. It's awful.
Nice.
That's how I know what the fuck he's talking about. Oh my god, I've had that stuff.
Well, how the hell did someone send you, like, or is there a Tesco?
Oh no, there's no Tescos here. I've got a lot of cousins and shit overseas, and when they come over to visit, they bring all kinds of weird ass crap. And they look for the weirdest fucking shit to bring. I don't know how they get it through customs, but they look for the weirdest fucking shit to bring just to see if I'll actually eat it or drink it. I'm like, bring it on, let's go. Well, the problem is, once in a while, they find something that I really like, and then I can't get it, you know?
You know what I miss about America? I really, really miss of like, food and drink stuff. You know the Coffee Mate liquid stuff?
Yes.
We can't get that here.
Really?
We just have the powdered stuff, and it's not flavored. So, when I was in the States a few years ago, I was there over, like... after New Year's. So they were still selling... Some of my friends still had, like, the eggnog-flavoured Coffee Mate. And even had some of the pumpkin-flavoured stuff from Halloween.
Oh, that stuff tastes like vomit.
The pumpkin stuff didn't like, but the eggnog stuff was just incredible. Eggnog-flavoured coffee was fantastic.
Yes.
I drank so much coffee when I was in the States, purely because of the Coffee Mate stuff.
The other stuff that, if you can get it, is the creme brulee. It's uncommon, but it's quite good.
I've had the creme brulee stuff, yes. Very nice.
Yeah, it's quite good. And around Christmas time, you also get cinnamon hazelnut.
Not had that one.
I don't know if I can ship that stuff to you guys or not.
If you could find a way of shipping in and out, I'd be happy. Because that's the other thing I miss.
Which one?
In and out.
No, I don't know if we got one around here.
The hamburger joint that's in California, mainly. California,
yeah, I don't think we've got them this side of the country.
Yeah, I don't think you have. But that, have you ever had them?
Yes, I have. I used to live in Arizona. Yes, I know it well.
Oh, fantastic.
That Jack in the Box.
I've never had a J&B.
I don't know why, but I like Jack in the Box.
I've had... Let me think of what I've had. I've had In-N-Out. I've had Carl's Jr.
They're all right.
I haven't had White Castle.
You're not missing anything.
I didn't think I would be. I haven't had Sonic either. Apparently Sonic's really good. I haven't had that one.
Sonic is fucking awful. Guaranteed, if you go to Sonic, you will get whatever the guy in the next car over-ordered. They can't fucking do an order right. They do have interesting drinks. You know, you can get all kinds of weird drink flavors mixed together.
I just want a 4x4 animal style of a Neapolitan shake. You know, I miss that so
much. That sounds pretty good, actually.
Next time I'm in California, I'm totally going there. Totally going.
To make the Sonic drinks, all you really need is an ice crushing machine and the Toronto syrups. That's really all they are. But yeah, it's and something carbonated, you know, 7-Up or something like that. Something else that you don't know about is Faygo sodas. They're made in Michigan. When ICP toured Europe, they got a... I don't know what the fuck their deal is. I don't understand them. Okay, first of all, I don't understand the Insane Clown Posse, but they started taking 2-liter bottles of Faygo and bounced them off the stage. The pressure will cause the cap to blow off, and the bottle will shoot like a rocket. And so this was part of their stage show for a long time. And I got a buddy who's an honest guy, no shame juggalo. And I'm like, can you explain the Fago thing? He goes, it goes real far. Oh, that's all he can really tell me. So, but they've got some flavors you can't get anywhere else that are actually halfway decent. And Jones's Cola makes flavors that you just stand there and stare at the bottle and goes, no fucking way. That's not real. Mashed potato soda.
What? Really does taste
like, yeah. They make a four-pack that's Thanksgiving dinner. A turkey-flavored soda, a mashed potato soda, cranberry soda, and I can't remember what the last one is. Ugh. It's Thanksgiving. Yeah, yeah. And it's bad. It's
I was about to talk about Mezzo Mix, but that makes Mezzo, that stuff sounds less appetizing than Mezzo Mix. In fact, Mezzo Mix is kind of okay. It's a Coca-Cola product sold in Germany and Switzerland and Austria, and it's an orange-flavored cola.
Oh, hey.
It's actually quite nice.
Is it orange cream?
No, just the orange-flavored cola.
Okay.
But what is also really interesting about certain parts of Germany, I mean, this is the last time I went to Germany, and where were we near last time we went to Germany? Fuck, I'll find out, but while I'm finding out, I can tell you. We had this DDR cola, which was amazing. Oh, Seoul. We were in Seoul. And, you know, it's quite close to, like, Seoul's kind of south, and it's kind of close to the east, where the east-west border used to be, so that you can get a lot of DDR stuff from there.
Okay.
And it's sold there because, you know, people still want the people who are, like, used to the stuff that was brought across the line still like the DDR. The DDR produce, so there's a lot of stuff still made.
Okay.
And I think Seoul was on the other side of the DDR line, actually, of the line. Let's have a look. East Germany. Let's have a look. Was it or wasn't it? I think it might have been, actually. Yeah, it was. Seoul was actually in East Germany, so yeah, they've got a lot of DDR stuff. If you know what DDR is.
I've heard references to it before. I don't know a whole lot about it.
It's the Deutsches Demokratic Republik. It's what East Germany was called.
But didn't they basically produce an entire line of pretty much everything?
Oh, yeah, no, everything that you could get in West Germany was near enough produced in East Germany. But under different names, you know. It's a similar, usual sort of, like, Russian thing. Where USSR thing, where stuff was just remade. Yeah, Deutsches Demokratische Republik, DDR. So
not Dance Dance Revolution.
Not Dance Dance Revolution or Double Data Rate, no.
Dance Dance Retardation. That's what it looks like when I play it.
Oh, man, I haven't played DDR in years, though. My legs are too fucked to play it anymore.
I really do look like I'm having a seizure or something when I try and play that fucking game.
Everyone looks like they're having a seizure when they're playing Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, okay. It's not just me then.
No. The only game you can play that doesn't make you look like you're having a seizure of those sort of games is a game that was quite popular in Asia and kind of popular in England, but not really popular anywhere else. It was called Easy to Dancer, and it mixed Dance Dance Revolution with a game called Para Para Paradise. Have you ever heard of the Para Para dancing?
No,
in Japan?
I have not.
Para Para is all about the arm work.
Okay.
So it's all about different arm poses. You know, it's like if you're doing like the YMCA part of the YMCA. Para Para is all just arm movements. They very rarely move their feet during para-para.
So it's a full-body workout.
Yeah, and EGR, Easy to Dancer is a mix between the two. So you've got, like, these sensors at sort of, like, waist level.
Okay.
Which will recognize movements, because it's just a laser, really. Just movement above and movement below.
You're breaking the beam.
Yeah, exactly. And then you've got three pressure pads on the floor, on the stage. So it's dancing with your whole body rather than just with your feet. And a lot of the song, there's quite a mix of songs. Half the songs are essentially hip hop style songs, and the other half are like just dance songs, you know, like Eurobeat sort of stuff.
Okay.
So you've got the Eurobeat for the people who prefer that, and then you've got the hip hop songs for the people who play breakdance on sheets. And they do. I've seen people, you know, not just on YouTube, but actually in real life, breakdancing on them.
Neat.
Yeah, it's really neat. It was a fantastic game. Much, much, much more fun than any of the others I've played. But again, unfortunately, it wasn't very popular, and then Namco took them to court over the whole thing, because Namco says, oh, we've got the intellectual property on this sort of game.
Fuckers.
Yeah. The only place you can find them now is on eBay, if you're lucky.
Interesting, though.
Mm.
Interesting. It seems like a logical, you know, route to go with, like, the Kinects and all that kind of shit nowadays.
Oh, yeah. No, they were stepping on too many toes with that one. Let's see if I can find a video. Easy to answer.
Yeah, I just look like, you know, a fucking spaz. So at some point, my buddy Doug showed up with an adult-sized bicycle helmet that looks like the retard helmets, you know, they used to make the kids with special ed wear. And so, you know, you got to put the helmet on to play because, you know, that's just the way it works. And it's a drinking game. So we're driving around after we were over at somebody's house. And for reasons well beyond my understanding, I get conned into putting the helmet on, and I'm driving because I hadn't been drinking that night. And so I got the crash helmet on. I got three drunks in the car with me, and we get this woman in an SUV, you know, great big fucking school bus SUV, just can't fucking drive. And so I roll up alongside of her and, you know, do the whole, you know, the fake Down syndrome kid thing. I look over and goes, "Mom said I'm not supposed to drive like you."
Oh, that's fantastic.
So as far as she knows, you know, some retarded kid driving a bunch of other retarded kids around just dissed her.
Oh, that's great.
I have a long history of doing offensive shit like that. My buddy was in a bike wreck, lost both of his legs. And he always parks his van way on the back corner of the lot so that nobody blocks in his lift. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the lot that we're at is uphill all the way to the store. And I'm pushing him up the hill. You know, he's rolling the wheels, and I'm pushing him. And as we're doing this, this stuck-up rich girl in a SUV pulls into the handicap space. And I says, "Marv, why don't you ever use the handicap spaces?" And just as she gets out, he says, "Real loud, because those are for the people that are really fucked up." And we keep going. She turns bright red, climbs back in her vehicle, and drives away.
Nice.
You know, this is a guy with no legs from the hip down. Yeah, that's for the people that are really fucked up. I'm like, nice, man. 2 points for you. Yeah, Mara was insane. He'd be like, "Push me to the top of the hill and let go." And then go rolling back down the hill. You're just a crazy fuck. Hey, let's go to Vine Street. Let's not. That's 5 blocks at a 30-degree angle. I don't think that's a good idea, dude. He goes, "Oh, it's rocks, dude. Oh, I hit some gravel once, and that kind of sucked. But otherwise, it rocks, dude." No. I will not be involved. Okay, let's try it.
Is he, he usually goes around in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Self-propelled? Does he use his arms to propel himself?
Yeah, he doesn't like the electric chairs.
Good.
You know, the dude was big beforehand. You know, he was a big gym.
I bet he's got
stuff
fucking
like that.
Arms like tree trunks now.
Yeah. Yeah, he really does. And the guy was really, you know, pretty solid before he got in a bike wreck. And you know, now he's, you know, he basically lost both his legs, you know, mid-thigh, so he's nothing but upper body. And he'll go into bars and shit and offer to arm wrestle people, and they're like, "Oh, what arm wrestle a cripple?"
You don't want to, you know. And this man is just a fucking mountain. You know, he was about 6'2", 6'3", before, you know, before the wreck.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he'll like climb out of the fucking wheelchair and climb up a bar stool and like slam his elbow down the table. His, I shit you not, his forearm is as big around as my thigh is.
Fucking hell.
You know, this guy is badass. And, yeah. Yeah, he's funny as shit about it, too. He's like, I'm not fucking handicapped. I ain't got no legs, but I'm not fucking handicapped. And he just goes off about it. And I'm like, dude, you're going to piss somebody off. He goes, what are they going to do? One, I'm a crippled guy. They're not going to fucking hit me. He goes, two, I'm black. If they fuck with me, I can always say racial intimidation. And three, what are they going to fucking do? You know? I'm like, Marv, man. Really? And there was one night that we get stopped. And, you know, the whole van's set up so his wheelchair locks in so he can drive. And it's all, you know, it's got a throttle on the stick and all this kind of shit, so he can drive. And the cop walks up and flashes his light in, seeing if there's anything going on in there, you know. And he looks down and he goes, and I shit you not, this is exactly what he said. Sir, are you aware you don't have any legs? Marv looks down, holy fuck! Where the hell did my legs go? Because <You know? laughs> the cop had no clue how he could be driving, you know. And he goes, well, I had to be the designated driver. This fucker's so goddamn loaded, he can't walk. Wait, neither can I. I'm just like, oh, we're going to jail. Well, this is going to be a great story, but we're going to jail. You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, and of course, somehow that led into, you know, Marv going, I don't know if I'm drunk or not. I can't fucking walk. I got no legs. How do I know if I'm drunk or not? You know, and I'm just like, oh yeah, we are fucked. We're fucked. I'm just sitting over there, you know, trying not to laugh, trying not to look as ripped as I am. And I'm like, oh man, if I can remember this, is going to be such a great story. And he basically finally the cop kind of looked around and went, this is kind of cool, because the cop is a gearhead, I guess. You know, he's like, well, how'd you rig this up? How'd you rig that up? You know, and they get talking about all the technical details, and I passed out, so I don't know how the fuck the stop ended. But yeah, A's a trip. Hanging out with wild ass people like that is just, you know, great shit comes out of it. Why hang out with boring people? They're boring, you know.
I realized something weird the other day. Not a complete tangent here. About the way I type. I touch type, totally.
Okay.
But with my left hand, I generally use the majority of my fingers on the left side of the keyboard. With my right hand, I only use my index and middle finger when I'm typing. So it's a weird... Left. Well, no, I'm right-handed. Probably...
Yeah. Huh.
It's like a weird... Yeah, it's like a weird mix of full-on touch typing and one-finger touch typing, you know.
Hunt and peck.
Yeah. But it works for me, you know, and I can still type pretty fast.
I'll be damned.
What's it doing now? Oh, yes, I remember now.
I touch type, but the problem is half the time I don't feel my fingertips very well. So when I set them down, they got these little dents on the keyboard that you're supposed to be able to feel where the home keys are.
Yeah.
Half time I'm on the wrong fucking row, and I look at it like, whoa, goddamn, what the hell is that? Looks like some Linux got in here or something.
Yeah, that's strong bad.
Yeah. That was the best strong bad email ever. And the copy just peed the carpet.
Yeah, and the copy just peed the carpet. I see a strong buh.
Looks like some Linux or something.
Yeah. I haven't watched those in ages. It's a shame, really, because I mean, I don't think they've actually done an update since 2010.
About that, yeah. I met Strong Dad. It's a twin pair of brothers that do those. they send their dad out to conventions and shit to sell stuff.
You know, wow.
Little Strong Bad action figures and shit like that. Oh, man, if I'd have had more money, I'd have had so much Strong Bad crap.
Nice.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, actually, no, seems the last one was a behind-the-scenes sort of thing, 2011. So it was last year.
Oh, bummer.
The last video, the last cartoon they made, though, was 2010.
Bummer.
Shame.
Those were great. Virus was a great one.
Yeah. I love it. That's like a million years ago.
256,000 viruses, a new record.
Yes. Did you get a virus? No. Did you get 14,000 viruses? Yes. Very yes.
I should probably post that on Facebook. Because, you know, Jesus Christ, some of my friends, you know, it's always the same fucking friends. It's always the same thing. You know, okay, you got a virus going to porn sites. Which porn site were you on? I was not a porn site. The fuck you weren't.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, let's look at your history file. Yes, you were. Come on. I fixed your computer before. I know what you're into. And it's not as weird as the shit that I like, so don't even fucking start with me. What's really fun is to add something to somebody's porn folder. They think they got it hidden, you know, oh, rainbows and puppies. They'll never look there. And then you add a couple of things to their porn folder, and they don't really want to ask you, but they do. You
know? Say, did you put this in my porn folder?
Oh, no, they won't ask you that way. It'll be really obtuse. Was there any way that something could accidentally download other files onto my computer? Maybe, but usually you have to click on stuff. Why? What'd you find? Nothing. Nothing at all. So, you got a couple of midget nuns, you know, midget nuns with like, strap-ons as long as they are tall? Fucker. You fucking bastard. Hey, I thought you'd appreciate that. Dude, that's just sick. Well, you know, you shouldn't really be saying a whole lot of shit about what's sick and what's not, because I've seen the rest of that folder. You know? Yeah, don't fuck with your tech support people. You know, it's what it comes to. And it's not even like I'm any good at tech support. I'm just smart enough to go, ooh, let's run, you know, adware. Let's run SpyBot and see what the fuck comes up. Oh, wow. You know. Okay, here, you need to watch this Strong Bad training video. According to the documentary film, we're going to have to shoot your computer.
Yeah. I actually, when I was in work the other day doing overtime, got an interesting call from one of the users. They called up saying, oh, yeah, well, I'd sent an email out to a load of people, and then someone had got back to me, and I sent an email back to them. And then I got another email back from them saying, why did you send me this email? I didn't send you an email. And it had gone through everything, you know, at this other company, it got through to their security people, so they'd sent an email back to him saying, please provide full message headers. So he's like, how do I do this? Do I need to, like, tell anyone about this or something? I was like, oh, no. You know, you can find your message headers this way. And I copied them all into, like, text documents and attached them to an email to send back to them. And he said, I don't understand how this could have happened. Has someone hacked her email account? Or someone hacked my email account? So I spent, like, half an hour explaining to him how massively flawed an unsecure email actually is and how easy it is to spoof someone else's address. You could tell from, like, the headers, because, like, this one particular email, this one email alone, had come from a demon host. It had come from a demon message server.
Okay.
Whereas all the others were coming from the particular, I can't tell you where it was coming from because, you know, it's more than my job's worth. But it was coming from a different place. So you could tell it wasn't coming from the original place. Just this one particular email which had thrown up all this crap. And it was like, I can't understand how it's that easy. And it's like, dude, people have known it's this easy for years.
Yeah, this is 10, 15 first. Years easy.
Exactly. Why don't they do anything about it? Oh, they're trying to. It's just that people just don't want to spend money.
Yeah.
That's it?
Well, because stupid users like you keep clicking on shit.
Mm.
I love the ones that spoof from your own address. Huh. I sent myself a virus. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll open that. People. I sent myself something. It must be important. You know? What the fuck? The hell's wrong with you? Oh, Kev's got to go to work. Yeah, we ended it a while ago when I yelled "show's over" into the mic. So, that's the official ending right there.
Well, it's been recording for 2 hours and 54 minutes at the moment.
Hey. Now we're into the after show.
I told Kev he just needs
to fade out for like 4 or 5 minutes, where it just real slowly fades out, and then a really loud me yelling "show's over." You know, where they just keep turning up their speakers, going, "What the fuck? The audio's messed up."
Right, I'm going to hit the stop button just about now.
Okay.